All right, hey yo, and here we go with a special edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Live commentary as we watch the kayfabe commentary of Kevin Nash recollecting 1995's WWF.
Yes, 1995 with Kevin Nash. It's almost 3 hours long, so we'll see how far we can get. We expect to really enjoy this. The question for you is, as we open this 3 hours, 180 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I've seen shoot interviews with Nash before. They're tremendous.
Yes.
But what is the over and under for how many F-bombs he drops?
74.
I guess no.
174.
600.
600?
I'd say 600.
Okay, I'm not counting.
We'll see how long I count for.
Yes. Well,
Once we get to 600, that'll probably be in the first hour, and then I can stop.
You realize 600 doesn't come after 4, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it come after 74?
It does. That's why I said 74.
All right.
See?
There you go.
I'm always thinking.
Press play.
Please.
So this is weird, because we're probably going to be... Usually we're doing these live edit commentaries. It's for shit like... Like, we're going to have to definitely make sure that this is loud enough that the mic is picking it up in the background to entertain people if we're just sitting and laughing. Because usually it's like a wrestling match or something. We can just talk over that. Right? But if we're talking over this, we're missing the whole fucking show.
I don't remember it, but it was by Boyz II Men. It was the number one song on the radio. Average American annual salary, $35,900. Gas was $1.12. And here we are when our hero...
You look good there, eh?
Yeah, Nash looks roided.
It really does.
For the next portion of their life, and we're being introduced to the new stars.
Better than looking like a waiter.
World's biggest federation.
With the Waffle House?
Yeah.
And I got the biggest of those guys in 95.
I turned up a little more.
Because
this Oliver dude. And Oliver knows he's a great quiet talker.
Mm-hmm. We'll so my average American salary was $35,900, so... Actually, it's the same.
We're almost going to be.
He's about politics. All right, Jim Ross is called to inject some new life in the storylines. He'll be the executive producer of Raw and contribute to the overall booking direction.
One thing that people don't know is how long he's been associated with professional wrestling. I think he actually broke in as a referee.
He hasn't dropped an F-bomb yet.
I know that.
Yeah, I'm almost positive Jim Brown is a referee. And one thing that was, when I found out that Jim was going to be taking a spot was, of all the people when I had that, that stellar 3-year run at WCW during the Oz and the Vegas days and all those.
That's right, when he was on the radio show.
Master Blast.
Yeah, that's how he came out.
And so forth. Jim had a talk radio show, a wrestling talk radio show in Atlanta. He would often have me on because I was a good guest. And that's where he became a fan of me, knowing that I could actually speak. I was funny, but there was a lot more to me than...
Nash
was
putting himself over.
Which,
weird.
At that point...
Every time Nash puts himself over, we take a shot.
No.
Just said, turn from the end. Based on nepotism. Mm-hmm. You were the Dusty's crew. You basically, weren't related to him in some form or fashion. You didn't get a push.
It's Uncle Fred.
Who got a push in 1994? 1993.
Did you see
Shockmaster?
Not for long. Sid got a push. Sid wasn't related to him.
You never know somebody can be creative, but I knew that he was.
Well, that's the first Nash bullshit. Every time Nash has bullshit, we take a shot.
You take a shot.
Fucking right. You have to try.
I don't have to try.
Yes, you want to be able to get up in the morning.
That's true. Or at least the afternoon.
I'm sure that
Picasso... That's more off, right?
Yep.
Fucking bastard.
That's what I do.
Came through cubism. You and I were okay. Well, we still aren't going to be able to cubism.
We got two dogs here today. I brought mine, too. So if it really gets crazy, you hear them fighting, it's just because one is trying to kill the other.
Whether or not...
We'll let you know who wins.
Are you wearing green pants?
Yeah, the green jeans. Literally. I'm wearing green jeans.
Really? Is that in honor of the 1995 timeline?
The same as me. I got the book. It's like anything else.
But I got the book.
You realize early in the booking process that no matter how
many doesn't know what he does.
I realized early in the booking process that I was the right guy to pin Goldberg.
Botch it and don't. execute to a team.
What a coincidence.
You can lose 50, 70, 80% of what you're trying to get done. Mm-hmm. You're a bad booker. No, the guys just didn't do the job.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's, you know, the, it's just one of those
it's
things.
The wrestlers.
I had no idea. How you
I'm point, not a bad booker.
They didn't execute. Yes, that's right.
All right, what's the next thing it says here? Dallas, world champion.
Diesel
wins
the title
Backlund.
From Backlund.
No, he pinned in MSG. Or no,
yeah.
Dallas.
Is he not getting where the business is going now in 95?
Talking about Backlund?
No, he's talking about Vince, obviously.
Mm-mm.
Just the difference in style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he's talking about
Backlund. There were times you wrestle Bob, and you know, Bob is really strong. He just, in the middle of you making a comeback, called Powder. You know, you'd be like, okay. I remember one time we were in Sacramento, and we're in the middle of the match, and he takes me to the ropes, he goes, sunset flip. And he's the heel, so out of respect, I sunset flip him. See you sunset flip another human being as long as I'm here. I'm always about to boost you in the middle of the match. I was just like, that bad. He goes, dude, you were, he said, you looked like you basically bent over him. He said, your feet were on the floor and you were already, and your back was on the mat. He said, it just is, he said, you would have to have seen it. I said,
See, this is the type of shit that this should be good for. Is the stories.
Yeah.
Like the backstage stories and the shit like that.
Networking.
Yeah.
Funny shit.
Yeah. I guess,
he said fuck, by the way.
No,
did he?
Again, on top of that, it's just like, there are guys that are really good workers. Like Steve Regal's, for example. Steve Regal is a great hand, but he has a specific style that he works, and it just doesn't. I need somebody that, you know, that can make movement around me. You know,
that's what he said about when he was going to put over the X Division, remember?
Right.
I mean, it's
he would
like
do it because they can make movement around him.
It's just not going to be anything.
CM Punk, unfortunately, is not able to make movement around him.
No.
Fucking
Waffle House.
Was fine because Brett could work that style. And there wasn't such a, the height difference between Bob and I was. And he's one lock up.
I could see that, too. William Shatner was a guest in King's Court where Shatner gave Lawler a monkey flip.
I remember it.
It was a beautiful monkey flip.
Trekkies in the awful new marking out for Shatner.
I know that me and Scott all have a picture of Shatner between us.
The Wolf Pack.
I mean, one of the, probably one of the finest actors of our time.
Celebrities are often intermingled into angles and stuff, or at least guests on the show, and they either get it or they don't, I'm often told. Did Shatner get it?
I think after a couple of scotches he did.
What'd he say?
After a couple of scotches.
After a couple of scotches he got it. He got it when he sang the SBK theme song.
That was awesome. Or the Rey Mysterio was the best.
That was really,
Booyaka.
619.
Mantar debuts, pinning Jason Art.
Jason Art? Oh, was he playing for the Devils then, or still for the Oilers?
No. I remember he had
Omega Pro.
His first match. But, you know, the guy comes down, he's got that giant bison head. And I was a kid now. I was a huge Moose Cholak fan growing up in the Sheik's territory. And we had Moose Cholak with the moose head. So I kind of got the correlation, and I remember that I think it was a dark match with Trav, and I don't know why he was working with Scott. I know it didn't air, so.
Oh, shit.
But he takes that hat off, the big head, and sits and turns around, and Scott just smacks him with an open hand as hard as you can possibly smack a human being.
That sounds like Hall.
I mean, we're just like, we're just sitting there.
Mantar, also known as Bruiser Mestino.
Like,
how do you get in the ring with that?
I didn't know he was Kane.
Could he get through the ropes?
Kane was Diesel.
It was. Then remember, he carried it. Shortly after he figured out he really couldn't get it, if it was one of those, like, the Vader thing. Remember when Vader would actually carry the big
gear?
It landed.
See, I like that.
Yeah, Vader thing.
when WCW ran those whole like things that showed that
he's sober in this, isn't he?
So far.
Big giant guy, and it was just like, oh my god, this guy's coming, this is gonna be great, and they showed up and went, okay.
I ever tell you a story about
Mama
this? Because of course, you just watched the Stampede Wrestling 80th birthday
Stu Hart.
Stu Hart. Ever tell you some of the backstage stories from that when I was backstage there?
No. Heck, we'll save that, though, because we'll watch that no live commentary.
Maybe
I have it on this.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, yeah, I have a really good Scott Hall story.
No, I think it was more that he...
Well, just Scott Hall was an asshole. That's the tease.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a news story where he's an asshole.
That is a news story.
Charles,
is he sober?
Yeah, something that he
no.
Knew, you know. Especially
even bigger news story.
In the industry that he was always working, he's always working around strip club. So, where do guys that are MMA fighters?
You've been in a lot of strip clubs.
Yeah.
You're the one who told me that girl was a stripper.
So I'm sure that he, had
that's
a,
true.
Had a closer.
And I was right.
Feel that was something that was going to take off, and he.
I work with kids.
Uh huh. A gimmick that was, when you look back at it, it was light years ahead
during the day.
Else. So maybe he's actually. He may be clairvoyant. I think they're going to do a George C. Scott clairvoyant, and they're actually going
to... How many of these beers have you got left?
I don't know, like 10? Okay, maybe 8?
All right.
Talk to me about
Matt. She worked with retarded kids.
At the time.
Them too.
Jeff was...
And he makes it even more obvious if you just...
See, my dog is now eating one of your dog's bones, and your dog is literally just like beside himself with anxious energy, waiting for her to step away.
I don't know, so
he's bugging the shit out of him.
That's fun.
I know.
Because it was good, Scott would always get him stuff. And it would drive nuts crazy. Because, there was just chop me. You never give the enhancement guy anything. Scott would always give him something. Scott would give everything a drop kick. Scott would bomb.
So it's kind of nice to put Scott.
Scott knew talent. I mean, Scott, Scott would always say, this kid's special.
Who's he talking about?
And he was.
What's Matt
Hardy.
Matt? Oh, okay.
Jeff Jarrett pinned Razor Ramon at the Royal Rumble.
Holy shit, that match went 21 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Scott always tells a story about when he was breaking in and he worked with Sandisco. And Scott was the big jacked up dude that those days, a big jacked up dude came into a territory. Nobody wanted to help him out because that was just, especially a big good looking guy like him.
He's on steroids.
He's
according to what's his name?
Kamala?
No, who is it? Colonel DeBeers.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Promo he cut on him.
Promo in AWA
about him being on steroids.
Anabolic steroids.
Yeah, exactly. Hall being on anabolic steroids.
He's green or he's fine, but sit talking about it. They went out there, and Larry went through. Larry went 10 minutes through. And
what does this have to do with the Jeff Jarrett match?
I don't know.
Why would this guy do that? But then he found out later on, Larry saw something in him. I think Larry and Scott have been friends to this day because of that.
Yeah, they are. Don't they run a wrestling school sort of together?
Yeah.
Goes out of his way to... And Larry's
on. That's a good idea. Go in business with Hall.
Yeah, and that was the whole part about the...
that really summed up that Jeff Jarrett match for me.
Yeah.
My first match of any significance in the Federation was King of the Ring. It was like the Intercontinental, it was like my first title shot. Mm-hmm. And we had the King of the Ring with Neidhart interfering, and I was in Philadelphia. And
is it
Brett was one of those guys that always thought,
how much does that guy weigh?
Yep.
If he had 20 minutes, he blocked it, 5 minutes start, 5 minutes. He kind of thought psychology wise and how he set up. Especially a match of that was going to be a competitive match. Back then, they had 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it was these are huge events. And what people don't understand too is you're going into this match and you've been on the road for 22 days. It's not like you've been at home resting, getting some sun. I mean, I'll never forget. We passed Lawrence Taylor leaving the dollhouse. house at probably about 4 in the morning. And Taylor looked at us and just like, because they just did that belaying, and he's looking at us like, you guys got work tomorrow. Like, you guys are is as bad as we are. I'm like, yeah. You know, that was the whole thing. I don't ever remember, like, the key was, or especially for argument, like, you never wanted a favorite to go beyond the over. That was a given.
Yeah, that was a no-no for the click.
For the click.
Maybe Hunter.
Oh, yeah. That's why he was designated driver.
Mm-hmm.
Because we came in there, it was a great day. He wouldn't have to.
But this would have been before the click, really, right? Before Hunter was there.
Gosh,
that's right.
95?
Just, no.
That was one of those nights. Yeah.
Well, they're not there yet. They're in January, like 95.
That's true.
So at this point, Hunter
was there. Oh, yeah, January, but the King of 94, though, is when he fought prep, right?
Mm-hmm. Else.
Yes. Wild, which is good on his 1995 timeline.
They really didn't go over what the finish was going to be. And I won in Madison Square Garden, which was our backyard back then. And that was like, you know, that was your payday. That was kind of the basis of our company, was the garden. So to go over at a house show was kind of big. It just didn't happen.
Never happened.
And yeah,
talk
and
about
also
now he's moved on to Backlund, winning
the
title.
Garden. So
you said he was sober.
That alone.
He seems to be. Compared to that one where he was drinking wine with fucking
business,
Xbox. Leia, if you knock over this computer, we will kick your ass.
I will give you the atomic leg.
And
right
I turn around thinking,
guillotine.
You know, they're going to put this
off the side.
You better rub her belly or else she's going to just keep on begging for it.
No. Getting ready to accept it.
You've had that from women before.
No, it doesn't go on his back.
And they don't want
No, I said from women.
Women.
They want you to rub their belly.
The
it just won't stop. Just keep kicking your roll over
this
again.
Isn't gonna work out.
She's like, I don't understand. Usually I get my belly rubbed when I show it.
Yeah, I know.
I usually do too.
Trent.
You're a champion, but really, your pitch counts 30.
You're right.
By the way, after listening to the We Talk Comics, and you said that you and the chick from How I Met Your Mother have a lot in common, she's not fat.
Oh. It's just the way they are, and they don't realize.
Maybe it was the other chick.
The business has changed.
Maybe.
And when you get in the car that night.
Yeah, she got fat.
You got fucking three
pregnant.
Or four guys in the room. That's fucking bullshit. Yeah,
I look like
that's
I'm pregnant.
Fucking fuck them.
There, I told you.
Three of them.
Wind you up. Because that's what they do.
We're up to four now.
There
you go.
Do they try and baby face it like, listen, I know it looks weird that we're going to do a draw, but we're going to have such a house for SummerSlam when you work with Brett or whatever the next one was that you came around.
That way, I don't think we touched until he beat me. So by the like, a year later, was I think the next
time. The office or the agent, whoever brings
it. They always
not you.
I'll never forget
well,
the day that.
Wait, go on your pillow. There you go.
When I gave you the strap, I said, this is, it's going to take time. You know, you're a new entity. And we're, you know, we'll look at keeping this belt on you like 3 years.
Oh, shit. Worst strong champion ever.
So.
Yeah, but that's what they did back then.
Sean's really lobbied for that spot.
No, it's not three.
He doesn't need.
Yokozuna didn't have a three. Brett didn't have a three.
No. If they were trying to do a new dominant guy, I could see that.
Yeah,
I can see them saying that.
They might say it, but...
And even thinking...
They knew. Yeah, thinking, and then they must have known, though, after, like, a while.
Yeah,
that just
after he didn't draw.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's still 320.
Might be one of the reasons you got it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the only reason I got it. We were at a garden show, and Luger was sitting, was standing between Benson and Shane, and they were watching it. And they both kept saying, Jesus, look how big he is. Look how big he is. Look how big he is. And I walked back that night in the garden, and there was a six-man elimination tag, which I went over it. And Lex said, you're going to get the strap. They just came all over themselves tonight. You're the biggest guy now. They're going to go with you. I said, really? They're going to go with you. And shortly after that, I got the IC, and then it went from there.
Bam Bam and Lawrence Taylor. See, we're still at the Royal Rumble, and he hasn't even talked about 1995, like, once.
Oh, I know.
When do you guys find out about the stuff that someone's...
Oh, this January.
...you were working up to a WrestleMania?
We knew that there were negotiations with them. And, the company was so much smaller. You know, that now when I went back this last run, it's like,
Willie, lie the fuck down.
You have a feeling when you get to
the only works with you.
This last run, he says.
There's 95 buses. There's, I mean, it's such a giant operation as opposed to, you know, a bunch of guys driving off of Luminas, you know, and two TV trucks. You know, we didn't have trainers, we didn't have doctors, we didn't have, I mean, it was bare bone pro wrestling.
So no secrets.
I mean, you know. I mean, everything's. Yeah, there's. You know, and when you're in that period of time, day in day out, even though there's factions and cliques, groups, whatever you want to call them,
cliques, really,
everybody's in it together because your payday.
Yeah, is you and Sonny.
On whether you like it or not.
And bam, bam.
Because you got to draw a house. Because if you don't draw a house, you don't do buy rates, you don't sell merch, we're not getting paid. There is no downside.
It's true, they don't have all the revenue sources.
My first contract, right?
Then, you mean?
Not all the revenue streams they have now. Not even close.
Oh, no. Not that any of them would have sold back then anyway.
That's true.
And
it's probably better they didn't have all those. They would have lost more money.
Yeah.
We said that I was guaranteed 10 shots at $150 a shot.
Wow.
Per year. $1,500 guarantee. Yeah, double that.
Back to LT. So, if you see this as a way for you guys to make a little money, put some more essence, there's no resentment.
No, because at that point, like, this is when the, you know, this
it's
is the
Clickberry bad
guy. He's changed the way
yeah.
the NFL's play. Like every other LT, he's actually changed the position of, you know, of everything. I mean, because
he doesn't know he's a linebacker.
Defensive ends are basically outside linebacker. He's switching the game.
Well, football, he'll pretend she said 18.
But he's also
LOL.
Got enough of that pro wrestling mentality where he's in enough shit on a day to day basis where he kind of fits into the pirate ship.
That's interesting. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's not that. I think Tim Tebow would have worked quite as well as Lawrence. That way.
Running with you guys.
Right.
At least he fit in. He was also...
That's true.
A
Jacob and Eli Blue make their debut in the Rumble.
Well, that's worth talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about the Blues.
The Blues, yeah.
I made my first road trip with Dutch in the business. It was me at the wheel, Sid next to me, Dutch Mantel behind Sid, and the one and only... You want to talk about your first road trip? Behind me.
Oh, Bubba.
She
fucking right.
Sid, who's the fucking giant jabroni? Joining us. Put the mark.
Not jabroni, she.
Oh, of course, you're not Bubba.
I'm just like, what the
fuck?
Take me into that car.
That's awesome.
I don't give a shit about 95 anymore.
No, just tell me more sheet stories.
People would rotate in and out, you know, but it was always, like, Dutch and I traveled a lot together. Sid loved to go to the gym, so that was a no-brainer. And then, you know, Sheik was a floater. He'd sometimes join us, sometimes he'd be with somebody else.
Was Sid a medicine man?
No, Sid, I don't even think Sid drank.
Right, and I know you didn't do it. It's an odd car for Cos to end up in, really.
Especially when, like, 20 seconds into the ride, I can smell some smoking weed.
Yeah, right.
And we stopped, we're going to Reynoldsburg, Ohio. We stopped at the World Gym. On the way to the gym, big man, stop, get the Heineken. She runs four Heinekens, joins in the gym a little bit later. That's like 135, like 135, just dropping off his chest. And he's got the clubs going. He's got the fucking stocking hat on. I mean, it's just like, and you're looking at just, I'm looking at Sid over there, and, you know, they don't jack that fucker. And he's sitting over there, and you got crazy ass Dutch and read the USA Today in the front, the pro shop. He ain't working out. And you're just looking at it going, and you look at it and you say to yourself, these are pro wrestlers. These aren't sports entertainment guys. This is a fucking, these are characters that you couldn't fucking create if you were doing a skit. And, I mean, I looked at that as, I remember, like, when I broke into the business, the best time was always, because you're green, you know that, that when you go in the building, it's just a matter of time where you're on the card before you get exposed. So it's a horrible feeling. Mm-hmm. It's like that dream you have when you're naked and you got a one-inch dick. Christmas. and that whole feeling of, oh, God.
That was a dream?
Yeah, you have a great workout, great day, a couple of good meals, tan, you laugh with your buddies, get to the build, and all of a sudden your stomach goes, oh, I'm going to have to put in 8 minutes and just, and I'm going to hear boring and all this shit because I'm going to grab a bear somewhere and it's going to blow up.
That was his world championship run. He's talking about 95 now, finally.
Yeah, well, if he's working with fucking King Kong Bundy and Mabel. All
right, here we go.
I mean, while he does get some shit for being the worst joint champions, look at the opponents.
Well, it wasn't all his fault. It was also the philosophy, right? This is the next Hogan, and it just used to line up the shit against Hogan, right?
Yeah.
Guy's name would come up, you know. Yeah, you ever work with Wayne Emery? He's a little bit of a dirtbag. You know, let him fucking go. He'll give me a good little match. You know, I say to myself, I just hope someday when my name comes up that I'm considered a good hand.
Right.
Like somebody that was fun to work with.
Well, if that's what you wanted, you didn't get it.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah, no shit. You are not considered a good hand.
Mae Young's son is considered a better hand.
Yeah, exactly.
That whole heart.
Well, he's all grown up now.
It's true.
Wasn't that heart?
Oh, healthy. Nice to see. Nice to see.
Those stories are just, you know. I look at that. So if I had to break in like that, I would run home.
Yeah, and he did. Shawn Michaels won the Royal Rumble. We're still in the fucking Royal Rumble. We haven't talked about it once.
38-43. Yeah. Did they play it back a couple of times? They found like an angle where it was questionable.
Because it was one instead of two. That's how they said it. Oh,
yeah.
It should be that
big. Yeah. I do remember there being controversy, but it was one of those things like, you know, sorry, it's already booked. She was sweet. I mean, you know, we went out and did a photo shoot with her in Malibu. And I got to spend a little bit of time with her. And then her dad was a fan. So she was at the Rumble that Lawrence Taylor was at with her dad. Her dad came and she was like a guest. And she was still with Tommy then. And Tommy was there too. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, Tommy came to the building. And, God, what was that? Like a
Tyler? Tommy Lee.
I thought he meant Tyler Main.
No, they weren't. Big Sky.
Big Sky.
Yeah, just a good limerick. I thought for an old timer.
Tommy brought a little shit back up with you, Ronnie Manson, yourself. Pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You bring the shit. Good man.
Wow, that's insight.
Diesel denies steroids existed in WWL radio show.
Yeah,
this should be good.
1986 for the first time. I don't think there was a person, you know, in that musclehead realm of thinking that wasn't curious. It became almost chic to take the juice. One thing really made me want to come to WWF was that was the even playing field. They had a drug program that was, as they say in the business, a shoot. It was for real. When I was with Turner, everyone's on it. You got to be on it or you're not going to get promoted. With the WWF, it's the opposite.
Look how fucking roaded up he looks today. Yeah.
Plus, I was also in that early position of being completely brainwashed. Yeah, because you're the spokesperson for the company.
Well, was it true?
Yeah, I mean, it was so bad. It was killing us financially. And you would see it in your paycheck, but you would piss at the Spectrum on like a Saturday or Sunday. Do a double shot in Hershey, and those fucking white coats would be in Hershey, and they would piss you again.
Do you pay for these tests?
No. Yeah. But the company is.
Right.
And I mean, you know, they're not throwing samples out. Federal government, I mean, that's all they need to see. If there was any kind of tampering, we're going to go to a court case. I mean, it was a situation where, fuck, I mean, it was like, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't
that's
smoke.
12.
You couldn't.
Yeah.
You know.
So we might not get to 600. But we might still.
They're in the Royal Rumble, for fuck's sake. Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Roy's gimmicks, though.
Yeah.
Eddie Gilbert died of a heart attack. Former WWF competitor, I guess.
At the age of 33, speaking about gimmicks.
He was one of the first guys that I had actually talked to. Like, it was, we were in no way friends, but, you know, I actually, you know, I knew him. And I've sat in a lot of him talking.
Great mind.
And been around him a little bit.
For the business?
And,
was. Oh, Eddie Gilbert had a great mind.
You know, everybody's...
He had to. It was tiny.
Demons. Are,
well, but...
Like, before you ever meet that person...
The thing is, like...
Yeah,
he was like a Heyman.
Oh, God.
Like, Heyman got a lot of his ideas from Eddie Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of those guys who was completely nuts. So when guys like that were going down, you know, it's completely different when you look, when you look back now. Like, I was talking to somebody. I have pictures of 11, like me and 9 other guys, or me and 11 guys. And I have pictures that I'm the only guy that's alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, like one has...
they call it the 1991 Royal Rumble. Like,
the
yeah.
The last two guys that were...
Remember we watched that?
Monty,
yeah.
Which WrestleMania was that?
And you start to look at...
That was the last time you got completely wasted doing the show.
Like, when,
of course, I was... No, we actually weren't doing the show. That was fucking New Year's.
That was just New Year's.
Yeah.
So we didn't do the show.
You know,
I don't think I've been really wasted.
You haven't been really wasted doing a show
since we came back.
Maybe once. Maybe once since we came back. It was one, but I think you were pretty close.
WrestleMania?
Maybe it was Mania. Yeah, maybe.
I had to drink.
You had to drink for that shit.
Yeah, he was one of the guys. He's
I stayed sober for 17 seconds.
That match was over and he said, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I got bad genetics. I thought, like, when you go to the dog park, ask the fucker with the Great Dane how old it is. I guarantee he doesn't say 16. It's just like,
yeah.
So, and I mean, and that's the whole
thing.
I don't expect if I can see
14.
But now, Eddie, at this time,
there we go.
It's not
now it's starting to pick up.
Yeah,
it's happening a little bit. So is there widespread? Because
I saw the preview of this. There was times it was 3 times in 10 seconds.
Yeah, well,
for no reason.
Fucker, fuck is going to fuck you.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody's smoking anything. That's not even a consideration, guy. So, but when you're on the road that much, especially, you know, you're leaving, you know, like 8 shots in the Northeast, and then the next night you're in Anaheim. So you're like in Boston at 6:45.
This is good, though. I'm glad you bought this.
Yeah.
You
well, Keep Big Commentaries, though, is someone that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just...
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying this.
Because they do good
stuff. So we will tell people while they're watching this, you know, you're not getting it on. We're talking... Do buy it.
Yeah.
Sure, this shit's good. I like watching this. This is actually pretty good. Nash is better than some, right?
He is. I mean, he's full of shit, but he's articulate.
But he's articulate and he's entertaining.
Yeah.
Because that's your 5 hours of sleep.
I mean, otherwise you just have Marty Jannetty.
You're not going to make it to the gym.
Where he's entertaining.
You know,
I'm full of shit.
And you get in and
it's not articulate.
That's true.
You know, you can't check in till 3.
He's from Georgia, isn't he?
So it's like you gotta
actually, for Georgia, he does pretty good. He's got most of his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. I think he can write his own name.
It's just like,
wait a
know,
minute.
It's one of those things where it's...
Muddy?
The culture.
I saw his autograph.
Yeah, so let me give a buzz. Yeah, everybody's got a buzz.
Well, he's had to sign his own name at the courthouse.
That's right. That's true to post bail.
You know, we'd all deem it the Elvis level. You gotta drop the landing gear, but guess what? Bing, bing, bell time. You gotta go this way. And good luck getting a fucking cup of coffee in half these arenas. Back, if you couldn't get a cup of coffee in Madison Square Garden, you'd get a winning lottery ticket.
They
didn't
have any kind of catering.
Not a fucking thing.
For TVs?
There
you
go.
See,
16.
So much for you going to catering, you have ham sandwiches. You go to catering now, it's just like, geez, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Psycho Sid debuts on the 100th episode of Raw.
Wow. Yeah.
That's ironic, eh? And he was on the 1000th episode of Raw.
Yeah, he was.
To get him out.
It's an interesting story, though.
So was Shawn Michaels.
He had the problem.
True.
on the stand.
Yeah, that whole incident had came out. He had that loose cannon, like he wasn't all there.
That was a squeegee.
And I remember the first meeting that Vince had was
what a douche.
In the Titan Tower in the weight room, in the locker room with me and Shaw, and said, and we basically sold some Sid to Vince. And we went forward from there. But
well, he knew him. He fucked over by him already.
It's true.
Why didn't you think there would be problems with Sid? He's always kind of had
the rep.
A rep.
Because he's a douche.
Why did you think it would be?
Well, when somebody sits there, Lexington says, we're going to give you the Hulk's boots. And you're going to take it forward. Yeah, man, but I kind of want to be a big, vicious heel. No, we're going to give you the key to the fucking... Nah,
17.
That,
almost missed that one.
It's kind of hard to get a guy back in after that situation. You know, it's just like, that's like, I'm... It was almost one of the things, like, you fuckers deal with him.
Right?
You want him part of this deal, you deal with him. It's you work it out. You know? And I was like, cool. So it came in.
Weird. Wow, great. These are always the NBA All-Stars.
They had like a post thing out at Barrel Raw, which I was in Phoenix. I lived there at the time. And which made it, you know, perfect. It wasn't like they had to fly anywhere. But the kicker was that they waited so long and the limos were long gone. So they waited so long to book a limo. I think that, you know, who's ever in charge, I know it was this fucking Lisa Lord bitch. You're out there fucking you.
Why did you?
I hated her. She came in from the NFL, they brought her in. It's another one of these people that come from an outside entity. And the first time I ever had a counter.
I don't know who he's talking about. It doesn't matter. Somebody from the NFL.
It's just like the NFL. You're the quarterback. Your wife is the quarterback's wife. She's in charge of. I said, do you understand, bitch, that we don't all fucking play for the same team in the same fucking city? I'm the only motherfucker in Phoenix. My wife isn't going to fucking be flying around me. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. And she's in charge. And she's like third. Like, she's got power.
Wow.
And it's like, now it's almost like a witch hunt for us. We're just trying to drive a stake in her heart as quick as we can to get her out of there.
How did she go, finally?
We fucked her at the NFL 50th anniversary thing. She got us, told us we were going to, you know. Vince wanted.
I think you might have to rewind to find out who the
talking about. I think it's a PR woman.
Still
I guess.
I got heat for showing up by Kathy Lee in a blue suit. And Regis. I got serious heat. As soon as I got off that fucking show, man, I was just like, you need to call Vince.
I have five more beers.
Because I wasn't in my fucking gear with a bell, right?
He's at 28 at Xbox now.
And here, the rest of us, they get us off the rack fucking tuxes. And I mean, you could have put three of me in line. And I just was waiting. It was something that she did. And I just said, you know what? I said, it's time. And I said, I ain't fucking going down there. Luger's over there in fucking custom made Calvin Klein, you know, tux. And I look like, you know, I've got Abby's coat on.
And it was her job to arrange for
all this. I said, I'm our world champion. I'm going to go down there. And the fucking NFL's 50th on television with Diana Ross singing. And I'm going to fucking have this fucking thing out. I said, I'm not doing it. Just not doing it. So they had Chinese tailors come to our room and work just in a frenzy to try to get this thing together in the hour and 45 minutes before we go on air. And it was just one of those deals where it was just like that. I was like, wow. She was on the stake and we finally just went.
Yeah, she was gone.
She was gone shortly after that. Fuck you and good riddance.
How many minutes in are we now?
I don't even know.
Time they were there. 16 hours.
We're 35 now, so I think my 600 still has a chance.
Yeah, that could actually. Shawn Michaels pinned Luger. Luger punches like a girl. He would be helpless without a clothesline.
Deluxe Express.
The irony that this is for Michaels.
When you're yeah.
not a tough guy.
To a town to do TV,
not that Luger's a tough guy.
I've said before.
But I think in a shoot fight, he'd kill Michaels.
I could take him right now.
Oh, right now, you could. He's in a wheelchair. Well, I guess not.
You know who couldn't take him? Elizabeth.
No, no. No.
There's no hotel.
She learned the hard way.
It's true. Jackson Andrews' favorite wrestler.
This fucking bus. Luger. Serving this bus
for
this guy.
He's a better one.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I love Lex. I think he's a good guy.
The Mendez kid's in therapy again. The one looks great. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Dennis Leary.
Shut the fuck up next. Shut the fuck up next.
The name makes sales so much better than myself. He just told me, shut the fuck up, and no one's ever told me that before. It's much better now.
Took out a cordon
off area.
Yeah, this is like the backstage where you go, and Lex gets tangled up in it, and like takes down like fucking about 40 feet of this shit, and fucking Scott just jumps up and goes, motherfucker! God, is anybody watching this besides me? Because this is when they have me and Scott's on TV with the American flag when they're doing the thing. He's behind just as sarcastically as he can. Scott's got two of them. He's walking up and down the highways and whistle. Like Scott's
this
going.
This is Bush. This is yeah, likes
and,
Bush.
And Scott's going, you know, fuck that. This, I'm, you know, how about me? I know I'm not the squeaky wheel. I know I've had the IC belt 15 fucking times because I'm not afraid to do a job for anybody because I'm bulletproof. But come on, really?
Did he ever try and pull Lex? Rather, did he ever
with
try
the
and
40
pull
now? 43.
From
okay.
From a power standpoint, as it was shifting away from him.
No, because he knew he needed us. When you can't fucking work, all you want to do is fuck with a guy like Shawn Michaels. Who will not be afraid on a pay-per-view or TV to make you a fucking look at you?
You fat piece of shit!
Oh, that's awesome.
Clothesline!
Cat now, boy, I miss that old one.
I mean, once he started to relax, it would fly.
Yeah. Said about Lex in an interview.
That's
right or wrong, you know.
That's not Sean.
No.
Sean was the only one that could kick the door and tell Vince to fuck you.
Did he?
Yes.
Because it was money.
Always, but it was, on top of that, it was just
no.
like,
it wasn't.
It wasn't money.
Chief J Strong. Okay, so you're going to do Strongbow stuff now?
Alright, Strongbow defeats Tatanka. Or whatever.
Yeah, he was one of my, he was one of the first guys that really. He,
he's dead. Didn't he just die?
Yeah, he just died, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Probably after.
He went over to Europe.
He would have died after this was taped, I think.
Yeah.
I was hoping a match with Virgil.
Virgil.
And we actually put together, like, a decent match.
Fuck off.
And he just struck little pieces every night.
Yeah, you and Virgil put out a decent match.
Oh, they put it together.
Talk suckers.
Come through the curtain and he said, Chief, how was it? Chief, and said, take it out. I never understood what it meant, but I knew it wasn't good. He said, you could have had that fucking match in Iron Lung. I don't know what that sounds like. It's like, kind of have to wait a minute, guys. But, no, Chief was, and Chief came back, and we ended up, me and Virgil ended up having that match on Raw.
So Chief was good.
Yeah.
His job. I only hear... Jabs
at it. Honky
tonk.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where when you watch a tape back at Chief J. Strongbow's work, wasn't like, but you know what? I've never seen a fucking tape when he fucking drops his fucking hands back and starts doing his shit. I don't see people sitting on their asses. So to me, it's just like, that was still the era of, he's getting away, he's over, and he's not doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he knows.
Yeah.
He's getting a response, and he ain't doing shit. Trust him, you know, he knows. So
he gets
pony
it.
Up to
yeah, that's what X Division guys are
saying.
Yeah.
And still, mm-hmm. people don't give you everything. You know, a guy like Waller, I remember the first time I worked with Jeremy, I said, fuck, I can't wait to work with you tonight, man. Fuck, you know, get some of your knowledge. said, fuck you, man. I've been working 25 years learning this shit. Learn on your own. I was like, okay. Sorry for the potato.
What did you say to a young guy who would come up to you? Were you more of a lawyer or more of a chief judge?
This would be good.
I would be more than happy to tell somebody that they had a match if they could have an iron and block. No, I've never considered myself. I've been more of a chief Jay Strongbow in my career than I have a Bret Hart. Like for me, to me, to come out to Ken and tell you something like, when you're doing that fucking Chinese fucking whatever you guys do, you roll around and do that shit. I don't think you're doing it right. I wouldn't fucking know. But when it got to the era of the I grab you flip me, and it just looks like two guys from Cirque du Soleil doing a tumbling routine.
Yeah.
And you can obviously see that they're helping each other through the
right
the movements. It's just like at what point you go, all right, I can't chain wrestle, but that fucking blows. Just from a standpoint of I was a marker one time and I actually watched this, and I would not fucking watch that.
Yeah, as a fan, you're not
buying. That's why I never liked that Lucha.
Yeah.
Lucha came on Raw there.
Yeah.
In early 96, and I never liked it.
Yeah, it was just Lucha, right?
Yeah, I never liked it.
Like, it did look, it does look like they're, yeah.
We're at the end of February.
Doing these kind of things, is the press, the legitimate press,
yeah, we're like an hour in.
Are they taking it seriously?
I guess.
Or are they always snarky?
I can tell because we're 59 F-bombs. Well, no, I can tell because we're 59 F-bombs.
Always, yeah. Always.
It's not a quarter in, though.
Oh, my mistake.
6 hours long?
We're here, you know. They do drum crowd, but, you know. But God forbid, let's cover that sweet ass fucking Masters for 6 hours. Fucking, I'm brought to you by
the thing with LT kissing Bam Bam, is that planned or is that an LT thing that was spontaneous?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that, you know. Was like Lawrence wasn't, and that was the key.
The problem with that Times Square thing,
yeah,
was that the first person I saw jump in other than Diesel, Bam Bam, and Lawrence Taylor was fucking Henry Godwin.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's exactly everything that was wrong in 1995 with the WWE.
Yeah, Godwin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to my first Mania on top, but I'm not on top.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Crush. He would be hired three more times.
This was, he wasn't rich at the time. He was unemployed at the time.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So he got caught with steroids, semiotic automatic weapons, and other drugs. So yeah, he was unemployed at the time. He would go on to be hired three more times.
Yeah, he'd be brought in as a fucking convict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was kind of the only kind
with
of
the face tattoo.
Which impressed, there's those letters
from
the WWF and steroids and gun.
Oh, he was employed to get fired.
Oh, okay.
Home? Like, really?
Hawaii?
Yeah, like, really? Like, with it, yeah, this is for dog. I mean, like, how do you get busted in Kona with like, anything?
Did you know he lived there?
Yeah. You know, I just
he was a big man from Kona, Hawaii. Everybody knew he fucking lived there.
Did you have fond memories of him?
It was the gimmick.
Great guy. Funny as fuck. Like, yeah, really dry Bob Newhart sense of humor.
Yeah.
They can see that.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of them. I mean, like, he's him and
he's
I,
dead.
He was another guy that, you know, I love a guy.
You can't deny it.
No matter what you do the night before, how bad you get it.
He's dead.
Rick, if you
weird,
meet each other.
Hey, Russell in the 90s.
Super.
For
WWF.
At 11
going to the gym. And at 11:02, that phone rings. It's like, downstairs, we're going to the gym. Like, I'm coming. I got my coffee in my head. Like, you need that. That was my philosophy in this business.
Well, this would be good.
If I made a dollar every day going to the gym, and I went out and spent 98 cents, I still had 2 cents left. But I went to the gym the next day, and that was kind of all the bullshit addictions that you had that were unpositive. This was the one positive addiction that made a difference. It didn't get the toxins out. You felt better. You went to the building with that pump. You were warm. You kept yourself strong. You did your cardio. You did I think that was a difference. You know, people look at me and they go, you really think I dyed my hair black? You really haven't aged since like 95. I'm like, well, yeah, I take care of myself. I always ate good. I never ate shit. I always went to the gym. I was smart. I knew that once my body was, I came into this business.
Dragging did a lot of gimmicks.
Yeah, but it still worked out. Meat well.
I was done. I moved my
ass. It's a trade-off is what he's saying.
Right. Yeah, and it's, looking at him, it's not necessarily, you know, incorrect.
Oh, no, no.
He does have a very young face.
Yeah, he has a young face. If he dyes his hair, he would look like it's like he did basically in 1994 still. And in 1994, his body was beat up, and now his body is really beat up.
Yeah.
He does know the difference.
Yeah.
You can't tell, physically.
No.
He was all about...
You know,
he doesn't look like Sid.
No, he doesn't look like Sid. He's not all bloated and that shit. You know, I mean, it's not like...
The road hasn't owned
him. As long as he doesn't have to, like, take a step into the ring after a tag, he'll be fine. Okay.
But I wouldn't look at him and say the road has owned him.
No.
Not here.
No, well, really, how many years did he have where he was on the road? 300 days a year.
That's true. Like two.
Seriously.
Yeah, like
two or three, maybe?
Yeah.
In his whole career?
Yeah. Diesel and Razor beat Sean and Jeff Jarrett in Madison Square Garden. That's interesting they didn't plug in the kid there.
Are you, Razor, and Sean all tight at this point? I mean, has a click formed yet?
Oh, yeah.
From the day I walked into the Albany locker room, the first day that Shawn Michaels turned around and he went, "Hi, I'm Shawn Michaels." And I'm like, "Boys, comes out of that motherfucker." And
Shawn,
I've done nothing in
my career. And Stumpy
Steinbrenner's house. Like
Stumpy needs to make a return.
We need Stumpy back, actually.
Oh, I met Vince. I mean, in our business, he's like Steinbrenner. So I've been to Steinbrenner.
Really, it's too bad about Ken Shamrock.
The door that I go
for. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's why he wasn't on Raw 1000.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
And I go for a t-shirt, you mean?
The fucking cut-off belly, fucking loose neck. Oh, fuck.
How many are we up to?
You know?
Was he Jack?
67.
Oh, he's always been a good shake, you know? He's fucking Vince, you know? But he's, the good part handshake. He's a guy. Vince is a guy, you know? The guy's a guy. You just know that the minute you meet him. I mean, just, you know. fucking Vince.
I pay for him, pal. Big John Studd dies from liver cancer as a result of Hodgkin's disease at the age of 46, March 20th. McMahon conducts an in-ring interview with Diesel regarding his title defense against Shawn Michaels. Shawn came out and said he will go over.
Saying that stuff on TV was probably a no-no. Not even not done. It was probably not.
We're starting to push that envelope, too. We're starting.
You know what? I don't even remember that.
I don't remember
that. And in 1995, I wouldn't have known what that meant.
It was that era where every guy that they brought
Did we have
like,
Raw regularly then?
You weren't
in
wrestler,
Canada.
You were not
the no, we no, they didn't.
We were still getting the highlights from Make-A-Wish Wrestling
on
Zoom,
yeah, sitting there on the TSN bench, because it was the day, the Raw after WrestleMania 12 in 1996, was the debut of Raw, when Undertaker beat JBL with John Bradshaw, and Mankind came out at the end and Mandible clawed Undertaker.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the finish, and that was the first Raw we got.
But still, you would think Shawn Michaels saying that he will go over would be significant memory, right? I don't remember at all.
No, we didn't know what that meant back then. Nobody did.
No.
We didn't have the internet, right? I mean, in its infancy.
Yeah.
Not really, right?
What, we had Scoops Wrestling.
And Mikasa.
Remember the news from Dayton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great sites.
Those things get me. Neither guy just speaks English. I'm fucking reading subtitles. I'm buying this thing. I want to see whether the guy that fucking... Had the cast on earlier wins or not, but that was the whole thing. Was that we started to realize it was like the angle we did when Owen fucking kicked Sean, and we put that together in the car, the whole fucking thing. And
if I can be honest with you,
looking at Sean, I said, "And everybody's going to come out locked over at KFA. Like Heel's going to be out there." And I said, "This is right after Ripken had went over the streak." And he went around the stadium, and Boomer didn't say a fucking word for like 2 minutes. It was like the first time I've ever seen a sporting event where they just let it become organic, right? Let the moment tell.
Which
the
they do now a lot, yeah.
Oh my God!
Actually, hockey was really good at that.
Yeah, so hockey was, yeah.
The NHL, when people were about to win the Stanley Cup, the announcers will just lay out for like the last like minute and a half, and they've done that since like 1988.
Yeah.
And they bought it. People bought it. People were calling around trying to figure out what hospital was in. It was certainly, we got to the point of.
My sister
really
was beside herself.
She had to lose weight then.
This is, needs to be real.
Who?
What?
And that included
your sister.
Oh, yeah. Well, she still does.
Yeah.
She doesn't anymore. She's married now. She let herself go.
That's right.
I did.
And she has.
The one basis you can always count is smarts. Yeah, you know, smarts are always, you know. I love when a smart says, you know what, that was the worst fucking pay-per-view I've ever seen in my life, and I will not fucking buy another one until next month. Whether you hate him or love him, you know, I'm such a darling, though. You know, probably top five guys of all time.
Me and
Shiguro Anaki worked in the Crocian Hall last night for most of the year. Four people saw. Fuck.
Diesel Pinchon facing a powerball at WrestleMania, April 2nd.
All I minutes. Know is it's the first yeah. time my wife has been to an event in 5 years. Like, my wife is actually.
Her and six other people.
Why just WrestleMania? Is that a flyer?
Because they have fucking basically pigeonholed her to the point where Linda is asking, please come, please come. So I know my wife's going to be there, which is the added stress of, you know, even though it's just across the fucking road. I don't want her on the pirate ship at all.
Yeah.
You know, so now I've got Sean, who I know is going to try to fucking blow me up.
Yep.
I know for a fact he's going to try to blow me up. He's going to try to outperform me because he wants my fucking spot. We're best friends, but I know what his fucking motivations are.
Good friends, better enemies.
Yeah. Well, I did. Blow him up. Yeah, okay. As soon as I saw him suck that hair down his throat, I fucking was blown him up. How are we doing now? You know, but you know, if you ever watch that fucking opening 3 minutes, I mean, fucking Bolt cutting around that fucking those spots any faster than he was running. You know, and then we got out and got tied up in all those fucking press and had to shoot bike through them to get to the spot. Fuck, we went back in. I was just like, oh man, we got like 24 left and I'm gone.
Does he, what do you talk about for that? Your friends?
24
and you know you really have to have spotlight matches.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fucking Nash.
The beauty of working every fucking night is you've had, and people have to realize that we only had an hour of television back then.
We learned a lesson taking a drink every time Honky Talk missed.
Yeah, remember? We didn't think we'd get nearly as drunk as we did.
Oh, God.
We almost died.
We watched the Slammies after, and I barely remember that.
Let's say, Brett on the house shows. And then, I just got done working, say, Lex for 3 months. Now, this is the first time you're going to see Lex on TV. We've touched 90 times.
Yeah.
There's none of this fumble fucking around. It's, you know, everybody's got a feel for what everybody does, and that's why the matches are pretty damn tight. You know, you only go 8 to 12 if it's a match. And
they don't do that anymore. They really still.
No,
that is something that they should do. Yeah.
Well, they don't, though, because they burn out matches so quick on TV so much.
It's not even that. It's that they don't have a long term.
Because
if you had a long term and you knew that, like, even if you said Del Rio and Punk are going to have a series in December.
Yeah.
Fucking stick them on the house shows now.
Yeah,
right. And then, you know,
what you'll have is especially
when they're getting 5,400 people to a show.
Well, what you'll have instead is Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston 5,000 times, but there won't be a feud. It'll just be matches that are happening.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be where I'm at. You know?
But maybe to shake you up.
I wouldn't have done that. I said, I'm going to knock you out. Any much more than you did in the temple. No, but that was, Sean won that spot. Everybody knew that fucking Sean was lobbying for that spot. And it was just like, that's great, but guess what? When he got through the fucking airport, I'm still the biggest guy. Vince don't care. Still thinks the big man's sport, and you gotta convince him.
It's true.
Oh, I know. You do take the worst power bomb in the history of fucking pro wrestling for the finish.
That's true.
How is that possible?
I don't remember that power bomb.
Sean could fucking stand.
I do. Do you?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't? Oh, it was awful.
Yeah?
I do remember it being an awful fucking power bomb.
Why?
Why not?
Was it all Sean or?
Who went down the fucking zip line at the next WrestleMania? Was it Diesel? Rest my case.
No
animosity though. I mean, that's just say that's the shark environment. If you couldn't fucking if you could go fuck with somebody else and you can't fuck with the guy.
That's 100.
Nice.
Right.
I mean, that was the way it was. We were all
100 F bombs.
He was thinking about an enterprise.
We're six of the way through.
We're doing our things. And,
but it's picking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It is a. It's so kind of
still got chance. We only need 500 over the next 2 hours.
Very often, as being guys that you want to work with in the ring, compare them for me.
Well, this is broken up to two discs. Okay. So we can know at the end of the first disc where we're at.
That's the problem they did this is they're so, even though they're chocolate and vanilla, as far as, I mean, you know, it's they're competitive, they're, you know, Brett would always look at you and say, it's real, it's all real. And if you put you in that sharpshooter, fuck you thought, and you'd be like, Jesus, easy, dude. And it was the same way. I think that, you know, Brett being
never hurt anybody, though.
Born into that. Basically just genetically engineered to be, you know, a pro wrestler. And,
it's
you,
true.
You know, even when you watch a guy like Cena, you watch a tape of a guy like Cena, here's a guy that's got at 8 years old, has got a world belt made and put around him, and Sean's, you know, got, you know, doing suplexes with his buddies in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing squash by noobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so man, my mindset's completely different.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I guess you the shedding this time, not Leia.
And I looked and saw something that still let me be an athlete that I could pull off on fucking 1.5 legs. I said, and I can make catch. Like,
right.
And I learned as I got into it, I mean, you either do this.
I was going to vacuum, but then you said you're bringing Leia over. I was like, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just,
no, she's not shedding that bad. Sap on her, but she's not shedding that bad right now. Not like him.
On top.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You're really not fucking doing it for the money. That's when me and Scott left. I said, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of doing fucking starving artists. I'm ready to do the fucking signed lipograms.
Yeah.
When you went to WCW.
Yeah. Just like, I'm tired of it. I can't, you know, I love the business, but fucking, I actually love money more.
This is honest.
And I don't blame him.
No.
Got into an altercation with Pamela Anderson's husband backstage because Michaels had a fling with Anderson before she's met. Any truth?
No.
Okay, let's get to it. You're in the main event.
Yeah.
Like that. You're our guy. We're going with you.
It's cloudy, though, so I don't know how long. That's kind of waiting to see how long it'll take.
You don't close the show.
No.
Should you have closed the show with Lance DeMarco?
No.
Yeah, because we're the championship for the title match, and it's not like The Rock coming back. It's not like one of the boys is coming back.
Kind of is, though.
You don't know what kind of match.
Taylor was huge back then.
Thank God, Batman was so, you know, was so talented. Because
he's dead.
Taylor was amazing.
And you buried him.
Pulled it off.
Yep.
But that was Batman.
I could see him having regrets for that shit, though. I mean, so right now, doing that stuff. What he's talking about, how we were all for one, and that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And he was very anti-click. You know, we weren't like buddies or anything. But I mean, I remember we had a meeting one time, and we were going over different guys, and click was having a meeting. Click was going on strike.
So
what was it over? A couple. One of the things.
SummerSlam tail.
You called Vince, didn't you?
Yeah. We called him from, like, don't think we're in Indianapolis. Yeah, we're in Indianapolis.
Stephen and Jeremy's fault.
Spring Hill Suites. And we went across the street to a Coco's.
Sorry, Ajami.
Ajami. AJ.
Yes.
Yeah. There was two payphones.
He's up to now. I haven't heard from him since.
About 140 pounds.
That shit just wasn't going the way the click sucked.
So you're running the...
The moral according to the click just wasn't working.
It wasn't working.
And
are you trying to run the company?
No, because we're not trying to run the company. We're trying to make the company as successful as possible because we're all in a position to reap the benefits. Okay. It's like... And it's one. I think this is the first time in the history of the business
that
guys are going.
Yeah, there's right, a big pot I can see.
What did you get for Survivor Series?
Yeah,
I got 60 grand. Tell me you're fucking lying, Sean. I got 60 grand. I got fucking 45. Scott and I worked the whole fucking match. You came in a super kick and you got more. Fuck this. Boom. Bam. JJ, what the fuck's with Sean's payoff? Hold on a second, big guy. Vince, they're fucking talking. Big D! We'll have to get back with you. Oh, yeah, come here. Tell my wife, I said, you'll be a FedEx on the fucking on the doorstep tomorrow, 15 grand. Just make you grab it, put it in the back.
Is that a shoot?
Absolutely.
Wow. So there you are.
So they're still getting 60 grand for a Survivor Series back then.
I said the spike.
Mm-hmm. For an intercontinental match.
Well, they're not JTG.
What I'm saying though is they're not doing bad. Even that's in 1995, and the company wasn't that great, right?
They said the average American income there was 36,000, basically 35.9, right? So
39.5,
or 39.5. Okay. So put that boom right there, right? So it's like what Red Bastien said too, right? You know, he talks about how much money they make. He's like, we were making more than the average person was back.
What I'm saying is they're probably doing good now.
They have the fucking 40-minute through.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Second tier. Go to sold out Montreal.
With JTG bitching, but it's 2 grand WrestleMania.
Listen to the crowd. Seemed like maybe 70-30 me.
Was that a quote?
Yeah. Before they hear anything, you say my name, they say your name. You know, it's my hometown. Maybe we didn't give you a count out. So you fucking kidding me? If I take my finish.
But did he maybe just want to come back one more month and then take your finish?
Pierre.
How's that?
I don't give a fuck what he wanted to do. I wasn't the one giving the finishes. I was handed the finish. I didn't know up until this point it was for debate.
Right.
That wasn't the way this company ever ran. You didn't fucking sit down a committee to determine, yeah, but what if? It was, and people got beat with fucking people's finishes. That's what you did.
Yeah.
Well, he was right. I mean, Lafitte. His name is
By the time it gets through, Gurria and Sarge didn't want to fucking make the move, and we go out there and we had and I got him in the fucking. Now I of course the prick that I am, since you're so fucking over, I'm gonna work heel. I'm the one got him in the fucking chin locks, and I got him down and they're fucking chanting diesel. I said, sounds about fucking 99.1% to me right now, buddy. You want to change this?
Not 70-30 you.
Not a problem. We'll have a shitty fucking deal. If you could have been the car ride from fucking Montreal to Ottawa with the click in a aluminum van, I can't fucking believe these motherfuckers don't have our backs. It's us against them. So now it's starting to be that. It's starting to be like, and the guys from like Taker's group, the BSKs, are getting fucking BSKs fucking tattooed on them. I mean, they're starting to be some really strong, you know, it's like the families in New York.
Does Vince tell you when you say you guys are going to strike? You're not going on that night in Indianapolis?
I don't know. I haven't packed out on a plane in Columbus and Martin Fort. They came to Indianapolis.
Right. Well, that's where you were working at.
Right? No, so we're working in Columbus.
Oh, you weren't in Columbus.
No.
What's he talking about now?
When I moved.
When the click went on strike.
Did you just move?
No.
Rewind. Assurance that it was going to go a different direction.
Rewind fucking, like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, are we trying to run a wrestling company? Is our heat so much of a deterrent to everybody else that, I mean, what's going on? What's your feelings? Because we never talk to you. We only see you at TV once every 3 weeks. It's not like it is now.
You know,
it's not like you have any access to Vince. And we didn't. And it was never an open door policy with Vince. You know, Vince was busy.
What was the resolution?
We sat down and immediately we told Paul, who just kind of came in, we said, "You're not in this. You just stay up in your room. Because you don't, this is going to be
Hunter, yeah.
Gonna be,
yeah.
You don't need to be
just a designated driver at this point.
In retrospect, we should have really galvanized him. He probably would have been a little bit more bulletproof after we did the garden thing. But we just kind of told him, it wasn't like, fuck you. It was just like, this is
how many we up to? 134.
Just want two guys. I remember Batman's name came up, and everybody, all the clip guys said,
"Barrett, I'm good.
No, I don't like him, I don't like him, I don't like him, I don't like him." But
that's what I figured.
You know, like Scott Biglow can definitely play on our fucking team. And that was, you know, we just kind of went through some things, and we went to Chili's, and Vince and Pat went to Chili's with us, and we fucking sat there and pounded beers. It's just one of those things, like, this is what we fucking do. You understand that? This is what we do every fucking day of our life. This is what our day consists of. We're not at home.
This is awesome.
All we do is eat, sleep, piss,
how much was
drink,
it? Wrestling. It's like $20.
Guess what?
This is
pretty fucking important.
Tax and exchange orders, probably kind of like 30, but still, this is...
Touching men around naked men, and I mean, it's just like, it's not even a healthy environment. Touching so many naked guys, every night you got somebody's brute on you or something. It's like, hey, working with Scott, he's got the brute splash on, you know. And it's like one splash on, you know, Tarzan's hair, you're in there, it's like, he's got the same gear on for 11 days. He smells like kitty litter. You're going, Jesus. It's just like, fuck, really? You wonder why I'm taking a handful of fucking pills when I walk out of this building?
Things change.
Yeah. I think things did, you know, because there were several sit-downs like before major pay-per-views. Now we're in your house. Like, we're starting to get towards that. You know, we're starting to get like more towards, we're going to have more...
Pay-per-views.
The more pay-per-views.
The $14.95 ticket price.
Yeah.
That's what I'd pay now.
Just the $95, you know. The thing that made me leave, the one specific incident that assured me that I was not going to renew my contract,
the hiring nanny.
The In Your House Louisville, where I wrestled Brett. And Taker came through the bottom and grabbed me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cage match.
And stopped me from
he was already gone at that point.
The key
actually.
To the match was
he'd already signed
that Taker had beaten and Brett beat. I came down and flipped him off and cost him the match at the Rumble. Okay. I had to have Brett beat in order for it to make. We're co.
I actually knew that the Hall of Nash had left
and
at that pay per view.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And this was.
That.
Like, this, Brett wrote about it in his Calgary Sun article.
Uses a ticket.
Yeah.
That's how I found it.
Yeah, that's right.
He won't be beat. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to get pulled in. You're just going to climb out. It's not going to hurt you. No. The people will never know. The truth is that I'm like, what? That doesn't mean anything to me. And Taker never says anything. Never raises a voice. He's always that really kind of reason.
Mo's on the phone right now for all of you listeners.
Jokes about this chair and goes, motherfucker, not everything is about you.
I have to keep track of the fucks and, while
you know,
he's
this,
on the phone.
This helps make our fucking match mean
two.
Makes our reel before our match mean something more. And they threw it around, and we got there the day of. That's when they called it, now he's not going to take the power bomb. Mm. And that night, I walked in because Scott was already gone. And I walked in.
Scott had actually been suspended for 60 days, but that's all right.
Scott was in the shower. I walked over and he get some shampoo. I left, I borrowed it, and I was kind of like, shampoo my head, and I said, tell Bishop on that.
That's what he told me. Yeah.
He fucking turned around, looked at me, and he almost wanted to hug me, like, because he wasn't going on his own. He's like, well, those
two guys naked.
Yeah, that's a lie.
What was he lying about, that part there?
When he went to WCW, he said fuck three times while you're on the phone.
So we're at 144.
Okay.
Fuck no.
145.
Sean worked that fucking angle. He was a teacher. Sean was a teacher. He worked 9 months. He was summers off.
Right.
Business was down.
Who's going to work to this? Did he know? Or did they really think he's back?
He always had a walking back anyway. Sean always was, you know, was just, he always had back problems. Since I know him. But I don't think that those car problems, I sure as hell don't remember getting in the car that night and going, fuck, I'm fucked.
Razor pinned Bill Dundee to win the USWA title. April 3rd, 1995. The day after WrestleMania?
It was one of those things like...
Weird.
I don't remember that.
Was like one of those territories like growing up that you would watch on television, mm-hmm. especially like that Joe Pesci and I was in that like 6 hour block.
That's Lawless, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it was one of those things. And of course, you know, with Kaufman, you know, his gig with Waller down there.
Waller?
I wanted to go down and work. Just to say I worked in territory one time. You know, I never got to go down there.
Ahmed beating Lawler for the title there.
Scott Mabel and
Papa Shango and Owen Hart. Oh, and I mean, there were tons. It predated developmental.
Yeah.
You know, real strife with his wife at this point. And, you know, they had two young kids and she was pissing him off. And it was like, to what she was having to do as a mother. And, you know, it's always your wife thinks you're on the road and it's just a fucking party 24/7. And it is.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
You read it from the article.
That ain't I only go to the strip joint because they have the world's coldest $9 beers. But that was one of the things. I remember one night she, you know, Dana called my wife. She said, you know where they're at right now? They're at the strip joint. And my wife said, my husband worked at a strip joint for me in college. I really don't think I can call him up and tell him that he can't be at one now. She just kind of went like, okay.
That brings up a good point, though. Were the lines aligned? We thought we were about to click. I thought the clickettes.
No.
Clickettes. Nice. No. Well, Sean and Kid didn't have it. Hunter didn't have any. It was just hauling ass.
We went to Scott's.
Oh, no, I didn't. When did Hunter start fucking dating China?
Still
5 months old.
No, just after that.
Okay.
She didn't debut until after Clay.
Okay.
And later on, that's when Dana said.
Right before WrestleMania 13, that February No Way Out debut.
Well, yeah, but how long were they dating before that?
Oh, yeah, but not in 95 here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sure.
Yeah, she came out. It's just like.
No. But I wouldn't consider her a Clickette. You know what I mean?
She's in really wants out.
She's in the business, right?
Won't do any uppers. I've never been an upper guy.
I've been an upper guy.
I'm brothers.
I'll see.
And it was like finally, you know, that one out now. My business back a lot.
Yeah, that's what
I'm doing.
Rick Rude told me.
He was a douche, actually. He does that quite often.
Rude told me. Dude, if you want to keep...
Why'd you do that?
Keep your fucking wife.
I'm sorry. No matter
that's what she says.
That's Willie's? No.
No.
Talk to one of the guys' fucking wives. They're all psychos. He said, keep
that
your
That was his current
wife.
Favorite. That was actually the one I almost put away when Leia was coming over.
Oh, yeah.
So that they might fight over it.
So far they'd be good.
Leia's going for it. It's all right. No, obviously he doesn't want it, so fuck her. Or fuck him.
Start laughing.
Well, I just like how sneaky she is.
I know, she winked at us first, then went over.
Now she's got it.
Yeah, that's right. We did that earlier. Aldo Montoya pinned Jeff Jarrett in a non-title match.
Now she's trying to hide it.
April 8th is amazing.
The stuff they talk about does not seem important, does it?
It was one of those things.
Well, the stuff that they put on the screen didn't seem relevant.
Always work with kid first. Like, that was the measuring stick. So, like, you know, a guy would come into the territory, and we would just sit there at the curtain, and kid would walk back, and kid would just go, "Look,
not gonna work.
It ain't gonna work." Okay. But he came back and went, yeah. That was it. That's, for us, because kid can go.
Who trained
says kid can go with anybody. And he's probably one of the most underrated workers this business
has. I don't think it was Eddie Sharkey, though.
Shit, let's look that up. We got the computer right here.
I know, but I don't care.
Oh, good point.
It was unbelievable. Like, 4 o'clock in the morning, fucking mist on the... I mean, you couldn't pick a worse condition for a guy our age to just be able to just go, you know what, fuck this. Walk and talk. He's going a million miles an hour out there, bouncing around. And I said, you know what, I was just like, fine. You know, like, you should get another run. You know, like, that alone should get another run.
Doc Hendricks debuted as a commentator April 15th.
Superstars.
And one, the Doc Hendricks effect.
Well.
So just Vince's thing to never acknowledge anybody.
I never
need outside.
Understood that. But I still
he does have a look at you. But he's trying to think of it. He's got this look of amazement on his face.
So, yeah.
Why are you calling me Kevin Nash? This, I go to the Rumble of Diesel. I come back, I powerbomb, and I'm Kevin Nash. But I'm coming out at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But I can't put Nash World Order on a t-shirt because I'm going to make much money.
Right.
Really? Go down.
Do you want? What do you want? You own the name, obviously, Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
NWO isn't.
No, it's not mine, but I got, when I contractually.
Right.
I mean, I get a nice.
You have a piece of it, but you can't go outside.
No, I can't go outside.
That is a new NWO DVD coming out.
Okay. That's all right. Tell you the truth, I don't think they've really done a good one yet, so.
No, I don't think so either. Diesel and Razor beat Jarrett and Psycho Sid in Germany.
Always
in. You added the in Germany. Your memory is that good.
No, it's in Germany. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my memory's not that good.
I can really have to be overseas. If it was over 2 hours, fucking. Number one, man, if you fucking fell asleep on an overnight, overseas flight, you were fucked. Minimum, you're gonna have a shaving cream turban, missing an eyebrow, fucking your sunglasses super glued to your face. I mean, you have a Sharpie fucking Hitler mustache, you didn't have a mustache, you were gonna get fucked with. So it was just like, I remember when Savio fucking cut Scott and Sean's hair, like fucking took a little piece of the mullet.
Did you ever fall asleep again after that on flight?
No, they didn't, but fucking, I don't think Sonia was
exactly.
I don't think he was around much longer after that.
He was
pretty much.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was still there in Attitude Era.
Fucking Scott Brownman?
He was.
Scott Brownman is a buddy in Puerto Rico. Like, fuck, I don't give a fuck what they did to him. You don't fucking. I guess he didn't know what the food chain was.
What about the plane?
Bullshit.
First class?
Yeah, he was there way after you were gone.
No.
We're at 176, if you're wondering.
Nice. Well, that was like 12 right there.
two
sentences, yeah.
Nobody flies first class.
Like, fuckity fuck, fucking fuckity fuck.
I'm flying to India. I got Yoko on one side of me and Taker on the other.
Fuck. Yoko flew in coach?
Fuck, dang it. He didn't like sitting in first class, was uncomfortable with him. It was amazing when Yoko would sit down because it was so, you know, his ass was so big. Like when he and I, when I was driving, he was sitting next to me in a town car, he was like this much taller than me sitting. Because, you know, it was crazy.
I could see that.
Yeah. That's how we're sitting right now.
Fuck you.
Some people got that. Wow. Yeah, but it was.
I got a nice ass.
I remember like one time we went to Israel and we did
leg scissors, a go-go Pilata type move on your dog.
Yeah, I do, because he's a fuck.
I can see that. And you like to force me to your penis.
On Tuesday. Go ahead, Adam. Willie.
Hey.
Go on your pillow.
Sure. Yeah. Because if they switch around tapes, they fucking, I don't know if they've tried to rip them or whatever, but, you know, Scott must have thrown 900 punches. And Taker come down, come back up and do his shit. Finally, Scott said, fuck this, grabbed him in a fucking hole. The people came. And then all of a sudden, you put him in a hole. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, those.
Go hold on your pillow.
Fuck. Yeah, even though we were, you know, in the locker room every night together.
Think about it. This is 3 hours, 180 minutes, and that's how many F-bombs we're at. We are at. We're at a good, pretty good place here.
Mm-hmm. We did our shit. You might see each other at the gym. You might see each other, you know, like, you know, in this area, the diner lookers, everybody could go through there, let alone maybe stop by and just chat with one of the gals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get one of those
$9
beers.
Hey,
Leah. But, you know, the only time, like, when you were on, like, the European trips, like, you were on the bus together.
You probably should put it away or the fight over at some point.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, when it comes high school.
Yeah, but, I mean, you just, the thing was, if you went over there, like, everybody's, like, you're spending $25 a day, like, just in tanning beds, just because there's nothing to do. So everybody looks like they've been to club bed. Everybody's fucking just, I mean, got a million, I mean, we used to call it the 550 mark tan. I mean, we're just fucking golden, but man, if you were to peel that off, you were just fucking gray skeletons. I remember one time, Kid came out, we were in Hamburg, it was the first night, Kid walks in the locker room, ends up just bad, and he goes, boom, and he puts this big fucking jar of pills on the table.
And not Kid.
He goes, the phenobarbital. I don't know what to do. So everybody's looking at the thing. We're looking at him. There's no real test record. So we look at him. I come up with a conclusion of, well, each one of them has 325 milligrams of caffeine. So no matter what, the probably take 4 or 5 of them to pick you up. And that was the whole thing with the boys. It wasn't like you and me at the guinea pig. It was just like, what they do? I don't think as much other shit. I mean, just, it was just one of those things. You know, I remember one time Kim just vanished. Like, he worked his match and he vanished.
It's amazing he doesn't have the problems that Hall has. I guess it's just different personalities.
That's what it is.
Have a different level of addictive ability to consume
to
without
stop.
Being addicted. Yeah, exactly.
Picks up his shirt, he's got abs. He's got like a 6-pack abs. He goes, oh, I didn't realize drinking water. He goes to the ring that night, he's halfway down, he takes his fucking gimmicks off his fucking shoulders, rolls his fucking shirt down, fucking goes like this, and he turns to, because we're all at the curtain watching him. And it's just like, that was the thing. Fuck 12,000 people. You're only entertaining. Yeah, you're entertaining those 16 guys back there. That's what we always make references on shit when we're in the NWO. 4 people got it. I mean, we didn't give a fuck. We just those 4 people at home. I went, oh, I get that. People said, what's that mean?
Nice, I like it.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley pins Buck Zumoff with the diamond cutter in his debut.
Rock and roll Buck Zumoff?
It is rock and roll Buck Zumoff, yes.
With a diamond cutter.
He showed up with
it was actually a stunner. It was an ace cutter.
Walter, like, the first set of two. I want to think the first, maybe the darts from Wooster or. But the funny thing is like, every Saturday afternoon, the more on the road, we would watch the WCW afternoon television wrestling show. And, like, our guy was terrorizing. And that was Triple H's WCW gimmick. He was terrorizing. So, like, when he came into TV, He's got like a fucking, he's got slacks on, a fucking jacket. This is back in fanny pack. You got black jeans, fanny pack, Magnum fucking, the high-tech Magnums, the black fucking combat fatigue boots. Some kind of fucking gimmick shirt that you got from a radio station. Or you can wear anybody else's gimmick t-shirt, but you can't wear your own. Can't wear your own. So I wear Taker's. Scott can wear mine. It got to the point when Scott was getting ready to leave, everybody wore Scott's t-shirt. It was yellow, and it was fucking in drip. That's crazy. Fucking the man purple, I'm going to wear that one. Here's this guy, and I remember, it was so funny, he walked in the building, and Scott just immediately got up out of his chair and walked behind him, and just walked like step for step right behind him. Fucking Paul stopped, turned around, looked at him, and Scott went, and I was just like, he looked at us like, what the fuck? So
it's 200. You know, yeah. 200
F-bombs. Like, man, it's the time of the night. It's monitor time. Time to fucking rip every motherfucker that comes in the monitor. Just sit there and guy would come, oh! So here comes Paul, he's got his match. Well, I'll sit there, and he has his match, you know. So he comes out, he's sitting there, he's taking his tape off his wrist. We walk up and we go, we can drive, but he was on the wall. I go, okay. Well, how long are you in Walmart? Well, there's just a trip out, I'm trying to leave. I said, all right, he said, you're with us.
What?
Who's just Walter? Killer Kowalski.
What's that?
Walter Kowalski. Ah.
And so then once we got
to the hospital,
we realized his passion. And he was smart, too. Like, he knew the business.
What got someone invited into the clique? What was the checklist?
Oh, you're about to miss a great part here.
It had to be like a priority. It wasn't something you did. You know, it wasn't like cutting the lawn. I got to cut the lawn. And you can just tell that most guys really comfortable, especially then, there were so few dark matches and so few fucking tryouts. You know, when a guy came in, it was just like, wow. You know, like, this guy's getting a tryout. This is, you know, getting a tryout with the Yankees. That's a big deal. That was a huge jump back in those days. To go from WCW, I remember when I first was asked, Sean asked the Steiners if they knew me. Robbie said, fuck, he said, I've known Kev, like, before I ever got in the business. We used to train at the same gym in Atlanta. And I said, do you think he'd be my bodyguard? I said, fuck, I'll call him. So they called me, and I was just like, but there was still that apprehension of, you know, I'm not ready for fucking, you know, I'm not ready for the big one.
Right.
You know, that step was, you know, and
so the clique sees a guy, and looks like he's ready for big leagues,
and he was, you know, and it was such a plus to find out A, that he didn't drink or do anything.
Well, that's an interesting point. He doesn't party. What made you think he'd fit in? He wouldn't be disapproved of the lifestyle.
Well. I think that at that point, if you're going to be with somebody, you want to be with somebody that's kind of got a little bit of stroke, you know. And he also, I mean, for us, for him, you know, when we found out that he didn't do those things, it was just like, for me, it was like finally, oh, fuck, finally. Mm. Finally, I don't have to drive every fucking mile of every fucking trip.
Designated driver.
Diesel pinned Henry Godwin in a non-title match. Henry Godwin could not get a title match, folks.
No. May 1995.
No.
Not a lot was happening.
I remember his fucking Paul having that match and you in your house and he had big gashes on his back. He's walling around in pig shit. There's nobody there with any peroxide to clean it that night.
What was it?
It was like
just there.
No, it was like almost almost looked like fucking oatmeal kind of that kind of consistency. Mm-hmm. But they had pigs that were out in that shit that night. They had pigs in the thing. They were shitting all day long. He's got his back gapped open. He's still got those gap marks.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny when every time I see him, when I worked at that TLC match, he's walking away from me. And just as he's walking away from me selling, I'm looking at his back and my mind saying, fuck, he's still got those fucking scars in the ring match. You know, like 20 years later, boy, I'm looking at him and fuck, he's still got those ring
match. In Your House debuts May 14th.
To the big four, but there was a big five because they had added King of the Ring already.
I remember right. That summer, instead of running an A and a B, we ran the Super Show. We combined and ran like eight instead of having two or three matches that were significant, we ran a top to bottom card that was really solid. We had a little bit of pyro, it had a little bit more feel of what the TV show was, and it drew. It was successful.
We were the champ.
Relatively.
Yeah.
We won't charge them as much as the major ones because it's not going to be.
It was only 2 hours.
Right, but it's still, at this point, I think they're starting to realize that, this kind of niche.
Hasn't WCW already added? Didn't they add the pay per views first before they're in Your House?
But not 12, I don't think. I think they went to like 8.
Okay. We weren't pop culture yet. But it was starting to kind of turn that way. I think that they were trying to. Shane was really. It's always been underestimated that he doesn't have that great wrestling mind. But as far as knowing what's cool, knowing what's current, as far as from a media standpoint, he was always ahead of the game. He had a lot of attributes that Vince didn't have. He was very current. And I don't think that he ever had that, Stanford kind of mentality. He had more of a New York guy.
Man, at work the other day, somebody asked me why XFL failed.
Really?
Yeah.
Us in that direction.
We were going to watch Genius Kelly.
There. He asked me why XFL failed.
He had to ask?
I'm like, you want to know why the XFL failed? Come here. Pull him over to YouTube. I'm like, watch the cameras visit the cheerleaders' locker room skit.
If you want to know why the XFL failed, just here. Go to YouTube and look at this. Welcome to the XFL.
So I showed him that skit. He's like, he did laugh when fucking Rodney Dangerfield came out of the shower, though.
Well, yes, that is funny.
But yeah, he's like, this is the worst thing ever. I'm like, yeah, so this is why the XFL failed.
I'm more fluid. I sell better. But
who's he talking about himself being better than?
Diesel.
When I see any two big guys on a marquee.
I'm more fluid and I sell better.
That's it.
Trying to think of that. He sells better.
You need something to calm me down after. Why? It's like, I can't do. I have four moves. I can't do any of them to him. I can't pick the fucker up. I can't snake guys. I can't do anything with this fucking guy. Where's the excitement? Why would you book that?
Just someone.
Yeah,
you missed that.
It doesn't make sense.
You're talking.
He said
he was talking to people. And said, "I want to see you against Big Show."
Yeah.
Why do you want to take a nap?
Yeah.
He was in. This one's in Syracuse.
This is the first
one.
They worked the lumberjack match in Nashville.
Yeah, that was lucky in Your House.
That's when Mabel interfered.
Yeah.
Leading to SummerSlam.
The highlight was Nash doing a crossbody dive over the top rope onto all the lumberjacks.
Oh, really? I don't even remember that.
I remember. Cause it's like, you don't see Kevin Nash go over the top rope.
Ever.
But he did.
Should YouTube that after.
And we did a clothesline spot to go down. And my elbow was this from here. My elbow was like that. And I couldn't straighten it. And when we connected, I felt something pop. So, and I was going to do a shoot because we were close to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Mass. And Russo is going to do a piece on me for the magazine. So I got in the middle of the night, and I rarely ever have to get up and piss. But I thought I had to pit, and I thought I had to pee. You know, and I just said, but I was sweating. I was like, what the fuck? So I go in the bathroom, and I take a piss. You know, and I'm not, I mean, I piss.
Fascinating.
And then all I got is like that little light that's on in the bathroom at a hotel. That's a little, yeah, like a night light. To have at some point. Most of them don't have anymore. And I just put my arm up like that. And I did it. What the fuck is that? And I turned on the light. And I was black and blue from here to here. Just like, I mean, just, I mean, and not black, I mean, purple.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so real.
I knew I tore something. I was bleeding out.
Did that really happen?
Sure.
It was Nash.
We had like a couple of days where I was in like the New York area. Like I did that thing with it. And I remember coming back because that night I was back in Sanford. And like all smart wrestlers would do, completely, you know, bleeding out, let's go and do some incline presses. Let's see how fucked up it is.
Oh, wow.
That, I assume, was a true story.
That part would be true.
The bar, I went, okay. Put 45 on each side. I went, that's not too bad. Because my delts are strong. Put 2 1/4 on, push it. I went, oh, something's wrong. So, you know, typical. Yeah, next stop, up in Birmingham.
You want that on the road?
No. You gotta go see Doc.
Oh, there was Doc.
Go see Doc.
Yeah, that's
walked
bullshit.
Walked in there, and he took an MRI. He said,
what's that bullshit?
He's there to address that.
Didn't go to Dr. Andrews until Stone Cold went there.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, oh, no, that's Youngblood. I'm sorry. So he might have gone to Andrews.
Okay.
And lo and behold, 3 weeks later, I think in a tag match with Tatanka, right? Me and Tatanka, right?
The King of the Ring.
This is the year.
Yeah. But I just...
Against Bam Bam and...
I kind of went out to the road, and my wife...
That's where they buried Bam Bam.
Yeah. Fucking hunks of blood and tissue would come out of it. And I just butterfly and put on 2 elbow pads on it.
Did I say Bam Bam and Sid?
No, you didn't get paid.
Tatanka and Sid against Bam Bam and...
I just remember one woman sitting there telling me...
That's right, because he had left the $1 million...
Yeah, after losing to...
Yeah. At a baby face turn.
Yeah.
I was on top with the man. I was printing money.
Yeah.
Like, you, this is it. This is the, I waited a year for this angle to fucking pay off. I've got to get my money. So just like, I'm.
Why don't you go to pay off?
Fucking, if I take 9 months off, that's it. My run's over.
Right.
So just like, you know.
I think it just means his run is title.
You know, it all it hurts 24/7.
They waited a whole year to become champion. Vince McMahon called All Wrestlers Titan Tower special feed trips to the WWF. The tour began, didn't end until 5 minutes to pep talk for the wrestlers as a way to show them the impressive headquarters of, I don't know why.
Yeah, it was also weird, like a room, and it turned into a fucking, like a grievance meeting.
You were all just fielding your complaints.
Against each other.
Oh, I thought you meant against the company.
No! I heard Bam Bam stand up with a fucking, I got a problem with a fucking last European trip. Scott Hall was working against Nash and Michael. He was on their bus every night. Fucking. Before he could even get out of his mouth, fucking Sean popped up. Hey, motherfucker! I'm on the road 350 days a fucking year. Don't you tell me who the fuck I'm going to spend my life with. Fuck you. He goes, you dumb motherfucker. He says, yeah. He, because Bam Bam made a reference of, you know, these people were following the buses, like in a caravan. He goes, yeah, you dumb motherfucker. By that time, Scott jumps up. He goes, hey, Bam Bam, think about it. They're going to fucking each town watching the exact same fucking match for 14 nights. I think they get it. We've got their money. They're following us from town to town. I don't think fucking us getting in a different bus is gonna. And it was just one of those kind of things. Oh, yeah.
That's a great, that is a great story. Like,
fuck you, Dave. Fuck you, fuck you.
Wow,
can we get out of here and go back to hotel now?
Have we hit 200 yet?
We're at 241.
Nice.
All right, well, that's the end of disc one at 241.
Okay.
Oh, so. Jesus Christ. That was awesome. Oh. His Scott Hall was awesome. Makes me think we could actually maybe have Scott Hall on the show. One of us can pull that shit off.
I gotta run to my car for something. One second.
What do you mean, one of us? What do you mean? We could just have Scott Hall on the show.
Oh, good point. What was I thinking? You're implying that one of us would be Scott Hall's voice. But in fact, we would have the actual Scott Hall on our show. Okay, you gotta go to your car.
Hey, grab something.
I'll vamp here a little bit. I don't know.
Black people or something. I'm not
sure. I think you started. I mean, I'm going to miss like 3 seconds. I mean, I'm going to be right back.
That's true. I'm going to restart and then I'll keep track of how many times he says fuck.
Yeah, you will. Like I said, we're at 241.
241.
So you added his to ours and we really hit well over 600.
Oh, yeah. 1995 is told by Kevin Nash, disc 2. If you wheel. Hey, shut the fuck
up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, fuck idiots.
Come here! No, back off! Come here! Come here! Hey, come here! Let me go. Go.
I'm sorry. Remember them there?
Yeah. Come here, man.
Chris, really never spend much time with him. I remember he took a hell of a ball off of me and fucking that out of Victoria.
I won.
Not beat him. Took, I mean, just. Unbelievable, just the hype. He's just unbelievable. You know, he got no good word. You know, this kid, had put him over. So I just, at that point, I just didn't have any real interaction with him ring wise. And my friends was kind of involved to a degree with.
It's a funny story, I think, that
is hilarious.
He's wearing that. One of those mohair sweaters.
You know what? Then that's my fucking story. Because he didn't see it.
He's here first.
And motherfuckers. It was unbelievable. Yeah, he came out with a fucking cashmere just all over his face. And we're just like, and there's fucking Chris. We're like, what?
Do you think Chris is happy enough?
Story happens.
Yes, like I'm back.
I don't know if you have lots of bad stories, but. Yeah, you know, whatever. ECW, you would have to go in and take an hour-long shower. You know, this would happen, and this would happen. You always hear those stories. I don't put, she never made a pass on me. She was nothing for me.
What was wrong with you?
I guess.
All about
you. Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell?
Never heard. Time another beer. This would be number about 2.
For me?
In total.
Oh, for?
For each of us, 1 each, I think.
This is our first beer. This is our second beer?
Okay.
We're as good at counting the beers in as we are counting the F-bombs. So I think we're at 248 now, but I'm sure we missed a bunch. We might be 248 beers.
Kevin Nash and Dux Anthony.
They're not really beers, because they're that Coors Light iced tea, so it's sort of beer and sort of not.
Well, I like Clit.
Oh, I like the taste. I'm just saying.
I like the taste of Clit.
And only one.
That's what I said.
Yeah, because nobody went in the year before. The only guy that was in it was Andre. And that was like that was the only. And he was.
He's starting to look like he's fucked up. So is he drinking in between buskies or something here?
Big giant pitcher of Andre, and it was just kind of like that was the Hall of Fame. Wall of Fame, whatever you want to call it. It was just everybody knew that Andre was the shit. Andre was the. He was the only guy in the Hall of Fame with an outside. We started to, this also did slammy thing that kind of went back and forth. Like he had it, he didn't have it, had it, didn't have it. So it was kind of like that. I went to the Hall of Fame this year, and maybe that I haven't watched one in a while, but...
Oh, well, these are last year's, right?
The promos, you know, that are being inducted can, you know, it's like your production. Go to the video wall. Show me this. Show me that. It's like, did you not, was the production of this year's not...
They only aired the 1 hour, right?
Being there, you know, being there was just like, I thought to myself, like, this is actually, like, pretty, I mean, it kind of has a feeling of an actual award show. Mm. I mean, there was actually some legitimacy to, you know, and I remember sitting there.
We haven't heard anything about TNA and their Hall of Fame at all since the announcement, have we?
And I don't think we will. Speech. Until
this is over the next pay per views Bound for Glory, though, right?
No. September pay per view, right? With the Bound for Glory series finale, and I think between September and October is when we'll start to hear it. It's the same as WWF, right? Really, I mean, they span theirs over 2 months.
Yeah,
but I think the TNA will do it over 1 month, and that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. So what's the next pay-per-view, then, after this one, tonight?
Whatever it's called, No Surrender, or whatever the fuck. It's the one that's going to have the Bound for Glory Series 4-way final, which I think should be the main event, and no world title match with Bobby Roode, or whoever the champion is, doing commentary.
Well, it sounds like it's tonight's Hardcore Justice is the last chance for both guys. Like it's one more match between Aries and Roode. They're not facing off.
That's right.
Right? Which makes you think, obviously, that they're... That leads me to believe they're going towards Roode.
Yeah, exactly.
A way to, you know...
Yeah.
Because now they got to put in, you know... And it has to, you know...
See, to me, I would have had Roode win at the same pay-per-view that Storm wins the Bound for Glory series and off you go. But still, I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
You would, if you were
called. Because it was a verbal contract, something tells me there could be some hanky-panky bullshit, too, eh?
That could be, yeah.
Did you see that there was a picture of Jimmy Snuka with his wife on Facebook?
You sent me the text.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's just so they can identify her later.
Yeah, probably. He's killed a woman before. Allegedly.
Really? Allegedly?
I'm just saying that for legal purposes.
Oh, yes. He legally killed a woman?
Yeah, legally he did. Allegedly.
He's always like size.
And her name was Nancy.
Yeah, he's
true story, folks.
Yeah. Nancy's in wrestling. Not good.
Do you think his reign...
That Nancy Kerrigan angle they did in WCW, not good. See, Nancy and bad.
Not the tournament, but where they were the king.
They were over. It was different. I mean, it wasn't that he wasn't over.
What do we want to eat?
You know, it's just that...
What do we want to eat?
To me, it was...
Burger King?
Like, at that point, pizza. I was like...
Are you still a food pussy?
I'm like, hipster or anything like that, but...
I'll eat meat tonight. I don't care.
I knew it, like,
I'll break my vegetarian rule tonight.
Yes, I said food pussy.
But yes, I'm still vegetarian.
Fucking white bread.
I'm still a vegetarian.
You know, it's just like, to me, it was almost like...
So you don't eat veg? Like
the old school blackface. Mm-hmm. You know, it really was.
What?
How does that work? If you're a vegetarian, you eat vegetables only. So as a vegetarian, I would eat vagina only.
So you aren't a vegetarian, then.
I am a vegetarian. You're what do they call you? A chavotarian?
Chavotarian.
That's great music over the last show.
It's fucking awesome. You know how hard it was to find a clean version of that that didn't have like background noise?
Oh yeah, I bet. Matt Osborne, what is this? Stop Wrestling is Doink. President Jack Tunney stepped down. Gorilla Monsoon replaces him on end of an era.
Fucking crook, huh?
Tunney?
Fuck.
That's awesome.
All I know is every time we went up that motherfucker had a new Cadillac.
How would you pay off?
The shits. Fucking Toronto, fucking by the time you did the conversion rate, you owed the company money. at least
true.
Had a great
pretty
average.
Much.
No, yeah. 95, it would have been a 65-cent Canadian dollar, so that was a Quebec referendum, the Meech Lake Accord.
Yeah, that's right.
Sunk the Canadian dollar. 65 cents to the American one dollar.
You know, I mean,
yeah, it's true.
But once again, I mean, there's a guy that
Canadian dollar above the American dollar as we record this today. So
is it?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. It's just barely. It's like a dollar point seven or something.
That's good for when we do the Royal Rumble trip. Book that, right?
Yeah, I actually have a bunch. I bought a bunch of American money when it was like way over, and I've just been depleting that gradually because so I've already come out ahead on it. I figured, but I'll probably buy some. I figure if it gets to like 101, 102, then I'll buy.
No, but I mean, I'm just glad to hear to know that when I go down there, I'll be basically at par.
Well, no, what you got to do now though is you got to buy it and put it like a U.S. dollar account, like get a U.S. dollar account with your new bank.
Yeah,
and
find one that doesn't suck.
Yeah. Because you're not as rich as you think. But if you just get a U.S. dollar account and put it in there.
I'm finding it sucks, by the way.
But then you could just stay there. And then you just pull it out when you just take it when you go down to Phoenix.
Just put it away a little bit here over the next few months.
Well, no, when it's above. When it's above, right?
Well, it's above right now.
That's
so
what I mean. But if it's below, don't put it away.
I can't afford to put away an entire paycheck.
Put a couple hundred aside now. And keep doing that as long as it's above.
As long as it's above, that's what I'm saying.
Like Mike Sanders. Because
we're going, it's 3.5, 4 months. It's 4 months until the Royal Rumble, right? It's January 27th. So, a little over. 14 months. 4 months.
And that's good because we're talking about Nash, right?
Yeah.
A little over.
This is just classic Vince McMahon. So, go to the office. No. We go down, and Jim Ross...
So do we want to eat like shit today? Because today's like my day to eat like shit, too.
Oh, you only have one day a week to eat like shit? No, I eat whatever. I don't care.
You get abs like this.
Jim Ross,
you get that from just drinking water, right?
That's just it.
But... Pow. He's looking through that.
And actually, apples. Not only I found, do apples have a core? Also good for the core. You didn't think, listeners.
You learn health advice. You know what? You are just like DDP.
Mike Tyson in Central Park.
Let me tell you about Willie Gordon.
Okay. And he's pitching this to me.
You're not a retired.
You know what? Imagine how kind of abs you would have.
Yeah, I'm thinking myself like,
if you gave up gluten.
Not give a fuck out, but
that's a wheat belly.
What the fuck is that?
I don't actually eat that much bread.
Fuck! I did show that to the people at work.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had to.
As he throws all of this, and he just kind of goes.
The thing that actually got them the most is when he did the psycho push-ups.
No, the important thing is, what do they think about me?
Oh, nobody liked you.
Yeah. See?
Then
it worked.
Oh, wait, he's saying that the Tyson thing was pitched to him before Austin?
I know.
Is that what he's saying?
Where do you concoct the other story?
All that shit, like, instead of just fucking pulling me in and going, I know what I told you. And that's the kind of thing when you look around and you're like, dude, it's your fucking company. I'm probably one of the few guys that has sat there in a car, in a plane, and thought to themselves, I'm in charge of my wife, my son. I take care of, maybe a couple relatives here. Yeah, this person lives in one of my houses. This person lives in one of my houses. Yeah, do I take care of people in my life? Yeah. I don't have to, but do you do it when you become more full? Yes. This motherfucker is in charge of not just the 230 people that work for him, but the umbrella that lives underneath those 230 people that lives under. That's a big fucking pile of shit that I eat every morning. So I look at that and I go, if he feels better about it, to fucking swerve me with the Tyson thing, if it makes him not as anxious.
Well, they were talking about Tyson and Hogan before that, right? I mean, that was in the works for
years. I get it.
Well, Tyson was supposed to be there, then he lost, so they had Buster Douglas come in.
Yeah, exactly.
To punch up.
But they were actually, but that was just a punch up Macho thing. They were actually looking for a match between Hogan and Tyson.
Yeah.
We're going to go in a different direction. We're going to go in a different direction. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but, I mean, Vince always had a kind of an affinity for Mike Tyson, and I think, and rightfully so, and I think he had a connection with Don King, that goes back, to even the Chuck Wepner-Andre thing, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the Intercontinental title. In your house, too. Stop stealing your gimmick while I'm sneezing. It's all right. Somebody has to. It's true.
Like that, like, you know, when the clip we did. Like,
they in We Talk Comics, so. Very good. Drinking
like
beer on the patio.
You like that? We talk about The Rock and what movie roles
that's good at. That was the thing. Is like I started listening to it because I thought, oh, okay, this smells like fun, just you guys drinking beer on the patio. And I'm like, okay. And then I kind of, I started them, like, oh, okay, well, this is starting to get kind. Then you start talking about The Rock for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, oh, all right. Keep listening to this.
Talk about Ben Affleck and
Yeah, shit like that.
Well, he knows. Exactly. Everybody hates that fucking guy. Jokes about Matt Damon's height, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, the weird part is that with Matt Damon's height, is that it was... That's the one thing Matt Damon has going for him is his height, because he's so short that Ben Affleck can't sign his name on it.
Oh, good point. Good point.
To take credit for him.
I just look at that and I'm just like... Really? Like, why did you prop me up in this position?
Did you hear that WWE actually bought the... That's the talk about, like, how they're buying other things, is they have the new Bourne Supremacy, whatever it is, the new Bourne film, Jason Bourne film. There's a new one, the Bourne...
I think it's the Bourne Legacy, yeah.
Yeah, and there's the new... There's another one that's coming out, the new Jason Bourne. And they couldn't get...
Matt Damon.
So Hornswoggle's going to play it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And no one's going to notice.
No one will notice the difference. I thought you were going to go with Ray, but you're right. Ray's a little tall.
Painted in a fucking corner before they start to go, is this coincidence?
We're 282. Oh.
He's Mexican too, Ray.
Well, that's true.
Hornswoggle's Irish.
Sense of humor.
Good point.
On someone's part.
And what's Matt Damon?
They just didn't bite into the
Bostonian?
Shit sandwich deep enough.
Or is he from Mongolia?
Maybe somebody that always fucking treated this with what it wanted.
Chinese, probably.
They're not so a mark. Short. They can't fuck with you. You don't give a fuck who beat you. You're poking them. Somebody says, what the fuck? You motherfucker. You booked yourself to be Bill Goldberg. Yeah, because I was almost as hot as you were, Bill, at the time as a baby face.
What?
And you know what I did? I turned around and fucking... got the belt and took your streak because, boy, I sure had fucking bragging rights for fucking 24 hours when I turned around and went, boom. That was for me, Bill. That was because... And I want you, motherfucker, to find one time in my career that I said, and I fucking ended Goldberg's streak. Sorry, dude, I'm fucking Mark. They were having to fucking put in Goldberg, because they were chanting Goldberg sucks in the buildings. Go Salisbury.
I believe that.
You go ahead. They took his fucking ass.
I believe
so. Myself.
No, that's that is a level of bullshit that is.
Well, you know,
unbelievable.
Here's where I'll defend Nash a little bit, not fully, but a little bit.
This is a fucking Vince. This is you're going in Vince's building.
Okay, here's where I'll defend it a little bit. But he says, "I'm not a fucking Mark." That's very true. He's playing a political game because you know who is a fucking Mark? Hulk Hogan.
That's true.
And Hogan orchestrated the whole thing.
And no one was a Mark. Was Goldberg.
And well, yes, true.
Too.
True. But Nash played the game.
Yeah.
Sean and Brett beat Jacob and Eli. Wow. This is arguably the first ever teaming.
Friendly? No. Is this a time period were they ever?
No.
Guess bullshit.
There's always respect.
Right.
Of course there was.
Well, you know what? When they were friendly, it was probably before Nash's time.
That's true, actually. And I never seen it.
Yeah. Rockers and Hearts, right? I mean, they never would have seen it.
The running joke is always, you know, Sean, you know, I'm better than you. You know, I'm better than you. And that's the ongoing thing. But it was a shoot.
It's true.
As far as, you know, and I will, in my life, say that Shawn Michaels is by far the best guy I've ever been with.
In bed?
As far as in the ring.
I like the story of the fortune cookies right. There. Yeah. The Vietnamese food.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tries to get
a panel.
Puts it over the Jazz game several, by the way, and the best there ever was. I know that. I just wanted you to know that I know.
My favorite part about the fortune cookie thing is not just a joke, but Brett going, okay, you two have fun then.
But in the
that is what I actually thought.
That's the best one ever was.
Well, I like the snake format argument.
Keith saying that made me laugh. Yeah. And then I knew that's exactly where you were going with it.
Yeah,
yeah, it was funny. But then as soon as Brett said, okay, you two are hard. See, that's what I was.
That's true. Actually, that is what you would have said.
That was good. We're getting out of the car going.
We should do a We Talk podcast super show.
And
we should, yeah.
Difficult with me.
Probably because Chris lives out of town. That's why we haven't done this before.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually in town. It's like, well, fuck, let's actually get together.
Yeah.
Have some beer.
And he's not going to do it.
But yeah, I like the snake argument. The snake format argument. They still are fucking wrong. Snake format, if you're doing a graph, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So 7, 6, and 5 are always in the middle. It's just a reverse order. So if it's a 3-man one, it's still 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, this is not hard.
I know the problem was is that nobody listening could tell where you were going. Like, and I wasn't paying. You guys started arguing, and I realized like I wasn't paying attention to who was saying what, so I had no idea who was right. And I wasn't going to go back and check.
And we sat at the table, and that's where I said this, and it was almost like Sean got up like, well, fuck that, I'm just watching this right now. Boom, that's like bullshit. Da, 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 da. And since the whole direction of the company was going towards him, he had to get this thing back.
See, and this is part of the thing where you hear these stories, too, from Nash. And a lot of these stories, I think, are true, right?
Yeah, you hear a lot of this before, like different versions, but the same basic story.
But this is when Taker says on Shawn Michaels Appreciation Night that, you know, I've been watching Shawn Michaels grow up.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like this kind of stuff. I mean, it's true, right? It's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, it is true. Like, these 30-year-old wrestlers are like they're 15.
Yeah.
And so, like, seeing them go from 30 to 45 is like watching someone go from 15 to 30.
You're the champion.
You know, so you really do watch them grow up, you know what I mean?
It's true. No, it's true. Totally. Odd decisions. A wrestler probably isn't generally mature until they're 40, 45.
Yeah. Or a wrestling fan, for that matter.
I'm not even close. I'm 38.
Somebody told me that I should be in the business supporting them. So just,
I did like on the We Talk Comics thing we were talking about big guy versus good guy. I'm like, oh, baby face matches.
Nice.
When Matt Bourne looks at you and says, you should have never been broken, that's about as...
So I guess you saw it.
I'm
trying to remember what was why...
We're 309 if you're wondering.
Excellent.
Yeah, I watched it on YouTube. I had to watch it twice. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I said, really? I said, are you that? I didn't say fake.
What about Bourne's shoot comments on him?
Yeah.
I don't know, in a promo or to Matt personally? I don't know. He heard you say fake and that was it for him.
I don't remember him like putting the boost on me over it. I should have never been broken. Obviously, that's the case. They didn't make the midway game. He did. So, I guess he got the last laugh.
He's learning his words a little bit and stuff now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Razor is beating Sid. Sid dropped Razor on top of security railing, injuring his ribs. He was coughing up blood and was taken to the hospital.
His face is looking all a little ruddy now, a little red. I'm thinking his drink is going to be clean.
Cheeks are looking a bit red, yeah.
Of course, maybe it's just because he's in a hot hotel room fucking Greg Oliver or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Sean Oliver. Greg Oliver is a slam sports writer from Toronto. Wrote a great article on Red Bass.
That's right. Oliver Kopp is the other one. I didn't want to get confused with.
Oliver knows.
I'm never sure which one is
Germany. Oliver Kopp. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I knew that, but it's nice. But I try not to hold it against him.
No, you know what? I don't think.
No, I still hold him in the highest regard.
Hey, Oliver.
through the ropes? He said, yeah, when he bit, and I shit canned him, and he fucking just went like this through the ropes and broke his wrist. I don't think I've ever fucking hurt anybody. I should have heard Joe, but I didn't. I told him before that. I said, because I've gotten him several times, real easy. But at this point now, he's almost 600 pounds. And I thought, I said, dude, I went to the back.
You know what?
I can't even get my hand around him. I said, on top of that, I'm going to douse you with a pot of coffee. I'm not going to be able to. I said, let's get this in gimmick. I'll hit you with a pot of coffee, and then I'll fucking smash that fucker you sell down, and I'll fucking cover you. Mm-hmm. I bet you in retrospect you had that finish over the other one.
But in retrospect you thought of that finish.
Said, fuck, he dropped into hell on purpose. If you ever watch it, try to pick up somebody 600 pounds.
Plus he was having heart problems.
Oh, he's 600 pounds. Next year he'll be 700.
Well, but he was also having heart problems. Yeah,
good point,
right?
Good point. So I mean, he had to lose. Yeah. And next year after that he'll be 800.
Yeah.
Kind of like Andre. Big show.
Well, he's his son.
He's waiting the same diet
as
Andre.
His son.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the genetics are there.
Yeah. So ask Hogan. I mean, what's Hogan lift base slant the 1,500-pound Andre now?
749,000 ton.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, same thing. Give it another 10 years, and that's what she'll all weigh.
Front of 93,426,824 fans at the WrestleMania. Still three.
It drew more than the Pope.
They drew more money than the Pope. That's true. This ladder match is great.
Yes, actually, I want to hear this. So shut the fuck up.
Now,
next.
No longer going against Turner. We're now
the second ladder match, the SummerSlam.
And you can have a ladder match, but you can't use the ladder as a weapon or be violent with it.
Was this where they made the change?
Yes. We sat in the room.
I think this was a better ladder
match. Trying to figure out how the fuck.
I think this is better than two ladder matches these guys had.
If you watch it back,
I'd have to watch them back to back.
We did. But that was also in like 1997.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, of course, with
Whitey and Alex.
You know what was
those are your parents' house.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe we didn't wake
them.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it for a week.
I don't know the judges overcome it, but I would imagine it probably went something like this. Are you fucking kidding me? You want me to carry that motherfucker to a ladder match? I am not going to do it. Can we stop? That's
a short one. I'm talking about Sean and Sid in a ladder match.
Are you kidding? That was the deal, I remember that. That was announced originally.
Yeah, that's
what
he's like, that's why it was changed.
And the most fan-friendly president, Gorilla Monsoon.
That's right.
Right, announced the rematch.
Because, you know, we're both dads, and that's like kind of what we do now. I would watch, and I would do something.
I'm like two-thirds of the way there.
It's incredible high. Because it was just like, I loved what I did. It was his like.
Yeah, it's your fingers.
You know?
Alright.
It's just like, it was.
We'll figure it out.
So passionate about it.
And food.
And hardcore justice.
When you
watch and hardcore justice! I thought the Go Home show was fantastic, so.
I agree with the fact that aces and eights were a little bit inaudible, though.
I didn't have a problem. I thought
they could have done better with the audible, but I did like
the distorted voice.
There was a fellow on our website, Tim. His name was. I should put the comments in. I would have him cut promos in the voice box.
Yeah,
and they did, and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the idea, and I liked it in execution as well.
And again, they're not attacking, right?
Like, here we are 2 weeks in a row now, right? They have made one appearance in 2 weeks, but they haven't attacked in three.
Yeah, but they've been on the show. Just enough to... Well, the 1 week they weren't.
2 weeks of this whole angle, they haven't been on the show now.
Well, no, but no, they were on the show with the on the one with video, right?
No, no, no. But they attacked Sting. Okay. Next week they weren't on at all.
It's true.
Then they were. Or then they did a little bit of backstage thing. Then they attacked both of them. Then they because Hogan was out, they took over the whole show. And they were huge heavy. And since then they pulled back and had like one attack.
Yeah.
And then the James Storm thing. And then nothing. And then so this is...
The videos.
Yeah, and then now the videos. So this is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's great. But you know what my favorite part of Impact was? And this is... This just shows, this is what I love about it, to get the little things right, was Samoa Joe's promo.
Yes.
30 seconds, I'm like, he's the only true tweener, successful tweener right now I've seen in years.
Yeah.
Came out great in intensity, just letting you know he's there, and it's like, I can't wait for this match when he left. You know what the little things do? So good.
I like the video package they did too for the match.
For all the matches?
Yeah.
It's great. Really terrific show. I thought
the home show was awesome.
So I figure it'll do. I mean, this doesn't. I mean, here's the thing. I think it does double what last year's buys does for Hardcore Justice. Now, saying that, that's only like 15,000.
I was going to say that's like 12,000 or so. And that's probably true because it's the closing ceremonies of the Olympics tonight too, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that kills you a little bit.
Yeah. And there's some I think NFL exhibition games and stuff happening.
Yeah, I think they do
a midway game. Downward from here, brother.
But that's the thing, though. I mean,
I think they do 10,000-11,000, but still.
But,
I mean,
yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, that doesn't sound like much to go, 12,000 or 14,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you think it's twice what they were doing, that's a step in the right direction. It's baby steps for this company. Because it has so much damage done by that fuckface.
Yes, in the cunt. Really, the cunt. Like, keep
the cunt, yeah, exactly.
A guy comes out, I don't even know what the guy is. He's a 6-time world champion. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What are they talking about?
Just the current...
Current product.
13-time world champion. You've been in business 9 months.
I'm just gonna say we're 330 because I don't
that's
know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because we talked for a while, and I assume he drops about 10.
My soapbox thing now is: let's see if we can just keep the belt on Punk until next May. That's my thing. I tweeted about it. Just leave it on. Not this May. A year from this May. 13 more months, and then let's see if he doesn't fucking mean something.
Okay. He's right about something. You know what?
That's what we talked about.
Yeah,
that, right?
He's so, right, I mean, there. He's totally right.
Yeah. He's a pin Mabel. Got his sore back going in. Take it easy on his back. Mabel, don't matter.
Tell him that.
What was the last part? Mabel what?
He's hurt.
They didn't even move that up long enough.
You heard of Samoan. You're fucking... You know? I mean, if you fucking hurt... Fucking... I mean, I think you heard Keish.
Fucking...
I mean, you heard fucking. It's one thing to hurt a body down. It's another thing to hurt one of these guys.
He hurt fucking.
About 6 or 8 guys that he hurt. When you hurt Samoan, now it's time to go. Okay, fuck this.
Fuck.
Shut the ride down. It's over. And what he did was he just would stand over the guy and fucking kick his legs out, and his fucking ass would land in your lower back.
Yeah.
It was the equivalent when he did it to me. I told him, don't fucking do that to me. And he fucking did it.
Fucking.
And it felt like when you're in the 6th grade playing flag football and you go across the middle.
And he says, fucking.
That hard-ass fucking football.
Fucking football.
Bend your finger back to here.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like in my lower back. I was supposed to go off the top. I could barely feel my legs. I'm thinking, fucking, this dude paralyzed me. I'm still going to dive over the fucking, steps on him, which I... Hit him and bounced off like a fucking accordion, like a cartoon, and landed on the steps all fucking. I mean, it was like, I might as well have just set myself on fire. Like a
fucking.
One of those fuckers in Vietnam.
Fucking.
So when you landed on your back, I think you had.
One of those fuckers in Vietnam.
I figure we're at 349, but I know we're actually way ahead of that. I figure I counted 349, but probably closer to 400 than I've missed.
I think we may be at Gorilla Monsoon's peak weight of 440.
But don't go there. Take me to the locker room. You walk in, you talk to them, don't you?
I don't think I was talking. It's probably yelling. I just motherfucked them, you know.
Fuck,
dude. Fuck. I told you not to do that. And then they were going to fire him on the spot. You know, that's
Gabriel's papers
right there.
Steady, guys. This is where I think this is bullshit. Because then he gets programmed with Taker.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So fuck that, that didn't happen.
Vegas, Vegas, and let's just make sure that fucking happened. Yes, Bucky's killing everybody. He wasn't around much longer. I'm sure that my endorsement to keep him was all he needed.
He was around about the same time as Nash, actually. So
yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, then, basically. What is this? Tatanka is suspended? Oh, right.
Did Tatanka play Heath Slater?
We refer to him as the Helter Skelter. It was a...
Sharon Tate involved.
No. It was actually Marriott.
She's dead now.
Yeah.
There was fucking blood, like, smeared on the hallway. Like, when you get up in the morning, you're like, what the fuck? And what happened? What the fuck happened? Because, I mean, I remember one time we had this Andy Taker that was sitting, this goth girl came and sat down next to us. It was at that same hotel. And fucking, the boys fucking gimmicked her.
Nice.
Hit her leech bombs. Which is Halcyon.
Yes.
Which is actually, when people use that as a legal excuse to fucking murder their families. I was on Halcyon. Oh, fuck. I'm not guilty. But I know that it happened.
Would you like some more?
Because I was told the story. But I knew in my mind that she would remember sitting with me and Mark. So I come down that morning, and I got my bags, and I turn around the corner, and she's crying. A police officer next to me, both sides of her. She had black hair about down here one length. She's bald from here over. She has one side of fucking hair. And I fucking backed around the corner. There's a downward way to go down one more floor and you get out the side of the Marriott that's below the actual where the gap. Yeah. You just like the Western escape route. Yeah. So I called Tate, and I said, Tate, I said, fuck, and I said, that black-haired girl that we were with, I said, I don't know who fucking buzzed her, man, but she's up in the lobby right now with two fucking cops. I said, if you're fucking guy, I said, you know, definitely said something.
He called her on his cell phone.
I said, you know, he said, okay, we've got you, big man, cool, thanks. And I don't even know who did it, but, you know, I think
sounds like a plausible story until he realizes that he called him on a cell phone in 1995.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I think if you were writing a fiction,
I guess they still had them.
It was the gigolo.
Yeah, no, they had them.
When my wife calls, I'm on the road.
Yeah, no, they had them. They were the size of this laptop that they had.
The Zach Morris phone.
Was that assault?
No, this was.
I think they had them in the late 80s.
And this is the
Jimmy
woman.
Del Rey?
This is the woman that's making
what
the reference.
The
I don't know. She was on a period. I don't know what it was. But all I know was that Chris wasn't. I know for a fact that he didn't do anything besides be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, there you go. They weren't making any money.
Oh, yeah.
As
took until then.
Main event or a check, does it affect you at all? Your pay?
No, but it does, you know, it does cut out the chance of being in Erie, Pennsylvania three times a year.
What's the venue in Erie?
That fucking square-ass shit building that I guarantee you couldn't fucking give away money and draw 3,000 people in.
Monday Night Wars Nitro debuts in the Mall of America. This is the interesting.
Just the fact that they're doing it from the mall just spells WCW. I mean, it's just the biggest, fucking broadest brush strokes that you can. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there like, where are they? They're doing it from where? From a fucking used car lot where? You know? Like, that's the beauty of it. I told Bischoff this.
It's like Road Wild, right? Yeah.
On his way to New York for the first time.
bash of the beach.
You won't appreciate what you accomplish. Because I've always said that there's only one person that can look in the mirror and say, I beat Vince McMahon at his game for a year.
That's true. Yeah.
He's the only guy. There's nobody else that can say that on this fucking planet.
Fuck.
And
fucking planet.
You see.
Fuck. Fuck it.
That you basically beat the U.S. Army right now with the revolutionary fucking troops. You know, I mean, from what he had from an actual, the machine.
Mm-hmm.
The machine and fucking log cabin, whatever the fuck that place they had that office in WCW. Yeah. New Smyrna. I mean, it was just, you know, and it was...
I don't know what he's talking.
Oh, he's definitely drinking.
Oh, he's got to be, because he's just not making... Just look at him. He's totally different than when he started.
He's almost like Sakamoto now.
Yeah. He's not making any sense.
Now, open your eyes.
Wasn't...
His hair looks fantastic, though.
You know,
it really does. Like,
now, let's show them.
I think I have that tie that Greg Oliver's wearing, by the way.
No,
or, Sean Oliver.
He's talking about kayfabe.
Here I go.
Man. That's
true.
Who are we watching with?
I think you have that tie, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah. I think
on him it looks good.
I'm pretty sure. On me it looks great. I'm pretty sure that I just want to be going to Lethbridge for university in 1995, and I used to call Cody Boyd's wrestling rap report on the AGT Talking Yellow Pages.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Every 2 weeks.
Just read the Observer to us?
Pretty much, but we didn't get the Observer. It was great.
Yeah,
so every Tuesday, right? And it was free. And every Tuesday. And so then this Tuesday, it's like... The main event of Fall Brawl was now Lex Luger and Hulk Hogan, and this one, like, Lex Luger?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And I'm like, I thought he must have misspoke.
Really
yeah.
That's because like he bent over backwards for Lex.
Yeah, I remember that too.
He like, put Lex on the bodybuilding thing, which Lex really liked. Like he brought Lex in from WCW under a WBF contract.
He had to.
Until his WCW was over.
That's right.
1992.
You know, so he did things for him, and then you know, he fucked them, and then the second dagger was when Randy booked, because nobody knew when Randy did Bushkill TV, and then fucking boom, he was gone.
Did Vince ever sell it?
The fucking the feds were up his ass. He just got his neck fused. He fucking walked into White Plains TV. Hi guys, because that was always a brawler. You know, I always tell people, you know, when I hit turbulence, I said, you know what? When the fucking stewardesses sell, that's when it's time to worry about it. I'd always look at Vince. When that motherfucker sells, I'm like, he's fine, I'm fine.
Yeah, not a bad plan, actually.
Yeah.
Dean Douglas arrives, being the ones who threw Kid by a disqualification in Canton, Ohio, September 9th, 1995.
It wouldn't have mattered what his attitude. He was fucking dead.
Because of the gimmick?
No, he was dead because he was like the indie guy. Like he had over, like, you know, he was like that guy that, you know, like he was.
See
he was
home.
Dead. He was a, you know,
yeah.
he's not
going to. He looked like he could work at a Waffle House.
He wasn't going to get over.
I think he does right now.
He looks like he worked at Target.
Now, Shane's definitely not someone who guessed that. Not. As a matter of fact, he answered a little bit heat for some of the members of the clique.
Never with me?
Never with you, and actually, he just told us.
I always
that he liked you.
Yeah, the thing was that.
Alone. He liked you alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Not with anybody else around. Yes. What were you going to say?
He actually realized that there was another world outside of that. But yeah, he was fucked. Kid, he didn't have a good match with Kid. Kid gave him a fucking stamp of death, and it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Kid was probably at his peak, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, he won the lawsuit, yes, for
the
video.
Yeah, they couldn't
the commentary.
Yeah.
series premiere of what?
That's where the Beautiful People video opening shows up, right?
All I remember
that is... That doesn't make sense, because that wasn't Stone Cold yet.
No, 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 it wasn't.
We're all together. That's right, yeah, yeah.
That one.
So
was like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Flying over Europe for about 20 minutes.
I've got the siren blowing on top.
Ovulating, and we're trying to have a kid at the fucking Westin and Sanford. I'm flown around because this is the only, I've come to the conclusion, when she's ovulating, guess what, you actually have to, like, mate.
Yes.
It doesn't really work any other way. So she's waiting for me in the room to see if we can have
you
a
see
child.
That? The first, they just scrolled across the bottom while you're fucking with the window there.
Yeah.
The first Monday Night Nitro wins 2.5 to 2.2.
I know,
those aren't exactly numbers to brag about, huh?
She loves this business.
They were at the time, though. They really were at the time.
This seems low now when you hear 2.5
to 2.2. Now it does, but at the time...
But I guess if you add it up, 4.7, that's more people watching than watched this last Monday, right?
And it's so easy.
Well, maybe. Again, millions of homes.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a rating different, but then we talk about the number of homes. And the people that had the cable and the penetration of the USA and TNT at the time, I mean, now it's a lot more.
You said penetration.
I totally said penetration. And more importantly, I meant it.
Fucking like a monkey. Quit saying fuck. Bring down the napkin. Gotcha.
How long did it take me to all night?
Awesome.
The only thing worse than that one was, I don't remember if you remember this Raw one. It was like Taker is walking, and we shut it in the naval fucking shipyards. The ring was on this fucking, the ring was right here, and it was like fucking 100 feet to this fucking shit.
Fuck.
There were rats out there.
Fuck yeah. Let's say, we'll get some shit on safe.
Fuck yeah.
Willie.
Fuck yeah.
Willie.
We're just knowing it. How much you can pay for that?
Go lie down.
Have
go fuck with her.
Charges directing you guys
fuck.
For this. They bring out outside people.
Well, I saw
we're 407. Oh, that's my count.
I saw the TV.
I don't know how many we missed.
Just
worse than Eddie Murphy.
Go outside
raw.
Of your comfort zone.
Oh, that is tremendous.
I love
Eddie
that.
Murphy raw.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And now you,
we need to have Bill Cosby back on, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
The wife, Camille, handles the ticket money.
Yeah, I know that. That raw is great. But what about the... Delirious, where it's Mr. T.
Again?
And fuck you in the ass!
And it's basically...
I got no ice cream, and you can have it, because you're unwell, you can't afford it.
And it's a one-time take, is a clusterfuck, shit, just everybody can go to the horns, you don't blow out a knee. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
You know, that's just what a battle royal is. And just like,
although it's a little bit morbid in hindsight, Eddie Murphy Raw, when he talks about his son who wants to go see Eddie Murphy.
The ratings come in.
Yeah,
that's the one that went missing, eh?
Yeah,
of
course.
Sure.
Yeah. Beats Raw, 2.5. But his wife, Camille! He's still alive!
What was the reaction? And that Raw was a tape, so maybe it wasn't going to be as hot, but there must have been... Now it's a little bit of concern.
Yeah, definitely. Now it's just like, ooh, shit.
You know what's kind of good is your dog's named Leia.
Yeah.
And really, when you put the choke chain on her and that chain leash that you have, it's just like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. You mean when I walk her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You didn't mention me at all.
Oh.
So you mean if I was to hold her with the chain, that chain on the couch, you're referencing that I'm fat like Jabba the Hutt.
CD Jedi.
At least get him out of the video. No, I mean, they...
Well, fuck you.
What's that lump in your head? I don't want to find that. No, you do. It's like maybe a Gordon. I'm fine.
What's with his fingers there?
We're going to turn that.
Some sort of...
It's kind of like
Diesel pinned Waylon Mercy, last show ever at Maple Leaf Gardens, September 17th, 1995.
live after bad. Clarence Mason. Oh, he sucked.
If he was, if I could use the shits.
Too dangerous to try.
He doesn't work for Park, Park, and Park.
So topical.
Fuck, he's great. That's gimmick of the year. I've had his best gimmick. Of course, it looks like Bubba Ray still hasn't decided that he's a Bully Ray. Still hasn't decided he's...
We may know tonight.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
if they fuck him.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. You're either fucking muted. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. There's no half pregnancy and how it works out. And we were half pregnant on that. And I mean, that's the thing. Take anything away from this fucking interview, please. Jesus Christ. If you're going to fucking commit, commit. It's a bad idea if fucking you'll not quick enough.
Yeah.
You always pull the plug and fucking redirect. It is pro wrestling, but it's just like, when you, I hate to go back to, let's go back to Royal Rumble. Don't commit to me. Let's go 40 minutes and have 55 run-ins. And people will say, oh, boy, they went 40-some minutes. Oh, what a great battle. They shook hands at the end. No. We're half pregnant. We did nothing. We treaded water for 40 fucking minutes. And nothing. If I could, well, I treaded water for 45 minutes. And as I got out, I said, next time you do it with a 45-pound dumbbell around your neck. Thank you.
And
no
midway game.
Nope.
Midway game. Marty Jannetty returned Penny Skip. I remember this.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
This was setting up his match as well with the great match for the seatbelt, though, right? With Sean?
I think when they separated.
No.
Was this after that?
Kind of like
way after.
This is like, I don't know. He's had so many returns. I can't remember.
Sean was the star.
But in coming back,
there wasn't any. I didn't feel any heat, but there was that.
Oh, you're right. This is way after because he's already had his title match against.
Oh, God. This is like 2 years after.
Because he had his title match at Mania, and that was way
more
after.
Than 2 years after.
You ever seen a guy like had an outing and his ex wife's there?
Before
and
the New Rockers.
Really
this is that's basically what moment. This is building to. It's the New Rockers. Because
Cassidy.
Avatar is debuting about this time.
Future Lee
well.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
That, it was kind of.
What does everybody want? A shitty gimmick.
It was so uncomfortable, it wasn't like it was being brought up in the car.
Well, Marty Jannetty and 123 Kid won the tag titles.
That's right, they beat, that was before too,
that's how the hotline number, O.J. Simpson was guilty, 51% not guilty, 40%. Mad Mountain Rock.
Oh, shut the fuck up, I gotta hear this.
Yes. Royal Albert Hall.
Is this the show of the infamous Man Mountain Rock? But you know what I'm referencing.
Yeah, this is the one where he did on the bus, didn't he? Was it on the bus he did? The funny thing is...
Was it the bus? The video?
Wasn't it?
He had little pieces of...
It was all over.
I know you can hear me in the background talking on one of them, because I somebody showed it to me, but I'm just like, you know what? In fact, so... I committed the Kennedy murder. You know, I'm talking about it. Don't fuck, unless I'm fucking chewing bills in front of you, you really ain't got much to go on. And everybody thought that was such a big deal. I'm like,
he did. Actually.
I don't remember fucking Eddie in our car. I remember partying with him. I don't remember doing anything with him. You're stupid enough to find me. Obviously, we were right. I think he didn't make the midway game. He did.
The key there, though, is that was in the Royal Albert Hall, so did any of them win the coveted Samovar trophy?
Obviously. No. The real thing for me...
you know the whole fucking bodyguard thing? It's a shoot. Like, he needs... he will run his mouth and his... He'll go fight with 2 6-10 guys. Because his philosophy is the worst thing he can do is beat the fuck out of him. he's not going to back down from anybody. Sean, him go. And they, and I talked, and I've always been friends with the Harris guys. And it was just like, well, it's just like, when I
They were still there when I came back.
So it shows that the Man Mountain Rock video shows everybody like doing drugs and shit. And now they've all talked about how they've done drugs and shit. So what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. I said, you
well, at the time, though, they were all still employed.
Oh, yeah. At the time.
It was Rad Radford was the one that showed pretty much near death with pills, and then he died.
Yeah, that's true.
I said, you know, just tell what happened. Tell what happened.
Wait, he died?
See, the only guy that died under WCW's contract?
I said, yeah, I know. Sean's cool with it.
Like,
Sean let it go.
As fucked up as it was then, like, I'm just trying to think. I mean, it might not be, but I...
Well, how many people actually died under ECW contract?
But is it...
That's true, too. I mean, no, but I mean...
Would you have defended him in any circumstances?
It's just, you think that...
Maybe the ass, yeah.
Like...
Maybe the ass, yeah. At that point?
Did he deserve some of what he got?
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, when I heard what the incident was, I mean, you know, he put it in a situation where they just...
You don't like Chinese food, like, right?
Lose until 25 minutes or anything like that. You know, it's just, you know, shut up.
Is that why they fired me?
It just, you know, it was one of those deals, too, where, like you said, they cut the bees, and guys weren't fucking, there were guys starving.
Oh, the Harris, okay. I was trying to figure out who they were talking about.
$200 a night, and bringing that home and paying bills. And this is back when shit, you know, make or break was WrestleMania for everybody.
Well, I don't mind Chinese food.
Everybody lived in a shit fucking house. Nobody
I had that in a long time.
You didn't have any guaranteed money. You had no idea what you were going to make. And if you ever got hurt, it was you were done. So you were either stupid and lived, you know, above your means, or you lived like a fucking guy that was... Getting a 60-hour instead of a 40-hour shift.
What do you want, like a ginger beef, sweet sour pork?
Something like that.
Chicken balls.
Yeah, shit like that. We'll look up online. We'll look up somebody's menu on...
Well, there's one right around the corner here.
We'll look it up on Urban Spoon and we'll have the menu, right? Around the corner?
Yeah. But I need to know their name. And I don't know that.
If you go into Urban Spoon and you look it up by distance, it'll show the closest one.
Really?
And that'll be it. Yeah.
Okay. The Chinese food place.
One thing she said, don't fucking live above your means. Get yourself a fucking place that's paid for because I can't take that away from you.
No, they fucking can't. It's
fucking can't take that away from you.
It's a liquor
guys that buy the deal.
Oh, then we could even order it to pick up.
That's the law. I said, hey, I'm moving to my neighborhood.
Yeah,
that's so I can have a $8 million fucking mortgage and work till 60. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the whole deal. I mean, that's what the chief said. He said, just be smart. He said, you know what? He said, why do you have a new car you drive the mill every day? You drive a new Cadillac every single fucking day you're in a road or our compound. He said, why do you have to have a new car? You're home for fucking 3 days.
Well, that's true.
Why do you need 7,000 square feet? You need a washer and dryer to wash your fucking gear, to repack your bag, and you need a bed to fucking hang out with. If you got a kid, they need a room. I mean, when you really look at it, fucking, if you're a pro wrestler and you got just a wife, you need one bedroom apartment. What the fuck's she gonna do? She's gonna be in 7,000 square foot home by herself, fucking scared shitless.
Well, that's the graphic. He goes, Bill Watts hired as president of wrestling operations in early August, quits. And it comes back in the act first thing, fucking dick.
And there's no soul that walked away.
That's right.
But I know his mind, he's like, they don't fucking do it. All of a sudden, it's like, 3 weeks later, I'm in his office. Think about making you a fucking big running baby face.
Even here,
people, you gotta order this.
This is great.
Story. Talk about those side stories. And I don't think this means anything, but I know the people that.
His nose is shiny now. He's drinking.
Me and Yoke are a dark match. Fucking, they're putting up a fucking cage. And I don't know if they brought in fucking
people. Yeah, that's probably going to work.
You got to realize this is that old blue cage. It was made out of Louisville fucking aluminum fucking baseball bats. You know, so they're putting this fucking cage in. It takes 40 minutes to put this fucking cage in. This fucking cage. You can't get it right.
Wrong way. 455!
And Watts, you know, he's at the fucking girly position. And he goes, turn down, boys. You got it. Yoko goes out first. I go out, I got the strap. We get out to fucking Yoko's, you know, does this whole breakdown where he's smacking and doing this fucking shit, you know. I said, I'm going to charge you. Dr. Klaus line hit me with a small slant. Bowman hits me in the land. He looks over and I said, drag me to the corner. Drag me to the corner. He said, go out to the second. I'll move. I'll fucking grab your fucking leg and hook you 1, 2, 3. We go fucking 20 seconds.
No.
We got 20 seconds. Fucking I roll out. Fucking Yoko's sitting there pissed off. Fucking does his hair, shakes it. I go out the fucking cage, I raise the fucking belt, walk back, fucking Watts is fucking waiting behind the curtain. He looks at me and goes, what the fuck was that? I said, obviously you're out of touch. I said, did you not fucking hear it? It was time to go. People were right. I took like 3 more steps, I turned around, I said, oh yeah, by the way, here, I eat you on the food chain. Fuck you.
From back in the reference in the center.
It was one of those deals like, he doesn't know it, but I actually did the wool of the foe around the corner. I dropped on both knees.
Fuck no. I'm just waiting for that.
You know what? Look at this way. Look at the smile on my face right now. Yeah, fuck you.
Might you remember any of his ideas that never saw the light of day that were particularly good in WWE?
I don't even know why Vince brought people in because it was always his final say. It was just, I guess it was just something for him to kind of like talk, like
bounce the shit off.
Get background music while he decided what he was going to do. The only person listening was Pat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're only on October.
Oh, we're almost over.
I'll never forget when this thing all went down. And, like, one of the dirt sheets, I think it was Meltzer's, like, gave their account of this whole situation. And the one thing they put was Sean Waltman, they put in parentheses, legitimate tough guy. I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
That was probably Keller.
You really
sounds like Keller, yeah.
Of all the guys you
think. Well, he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, that's exactly. No, it actually sounds like Keller.
Yeah.
You didn't realize that that's how he was presented by all of us readers?
I didn't know. I just said, you know, like, why would I reflect that? That was an ongoing joke.
Mang and Sean.
Yeah.
Mang and Sean, yes.
Take me to,
one there, once again, Syracuse. Don't fucking book Sean without me.
Right. Well, he must have got the story as soon as they got back.
Davey was there, wasn't he?
Davey's the one who helped him.
He was in the bar. There was a bunch of service guys, and fucking one of the girls just, you know. But he was fucking, I mean, bum. They got Sean out to the car, and they went back in. Now, that skinny guy might have beat the shit out of Sean, but Sean was passed out in the front seat with the door unlocked. Whoever got to him while he was, because Sean don't know what happened.
What?
So Sean,
that's bullshit.
Sean got fucked up and went like anybody kicked his ass.
Yeah, it was actually.
You know, it's like getting fucking beat up in your sleep. Response,
that is so not what happened.
About the event,
no.
That if he hadn't just quit WWE, anyone there would have been fired for coming up on the losing end of that fight. Bill would have fired Sean, 1, 2, 3, and
Davey.
Davey Moore. Had he not quit the day before.
And that probably speaks volumes for why Bill Watts was there, because Bill is fucking fake. It's only real when you've got power and you can fucking abuse it.
Well, but Bill obviously didn't have the power either, right?
No, no, he couldn't have done it without...
No, no, no. And that never would have happened, no.
Yeah.
Dustin has stated that he was very comfortable just playing the part, but were other people still freaked out?
Well, I think that when going into WrestleMania, when you know they do the thing and he unzips his shirt and it says he's got a heart that says Razor painted on it. And Scott says, like, goes into Vince and goes, and that's Cody's probably 7 now, 8. And Cody's getting older, and Scott's like, the kid watched this fucking show. It's kind of hard for me to go home and explain why some other man's got.
Oh, the other Cody.
That Cody, I was like,
Cody Hall.
Yeah.
I don't really want to have to divulge my son at this age that there's a homosexual lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
As we say on Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with it. He just really doesn't need to know about it right fucking now. And why all of a sudden...
Because that's why Cody Hall's not rightly adjusted.
No, if it hadn't been for that,
if it hadn't been for anything else,
I guess we have.
Christ, he's just a picture of mental health.
Fire at the time.
Fuck. Oh yes. After he was beaten up.
Was that the only reign he had as a champ?
As the Intercontinental title?
Dean Douglas?
Did they not
that 37 seconds?
Yes.
That he be able to have
for a guy who, though, I mean, he was, you know, pushed to up of the higher, to getting IC shots. For a guy being buried, he was actually...
Who?
Douglas.
Dean?
Yeah.
Dean Douglas is only around for, like, fucking 6 months, though, if that.
If that.
Four months,
probably. So I don't think of him as being in a low place in the card and jobbing all over the place.
No. He come in September and was gone by December.
Yeah, but didn't he? He was the one who wanted to. No, wasn't he the one who wanted to, like, shoot on Hall and Nash on live TV when they signed that contract? Well, maybe he wanted to shoot on WCW when Nitro started. There was a point where he wanted to, and he asked Vince, and Vince said yes, and then changed his mind and said no. Or at least according to
Sheik. He could have been under contract and just not been used, too.
Yeah.
Just to make some extra cash and just, you know, do an injury angle and just like keep my door open in Japan. And I said, no, 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 because he was always looking to, you know, at that point he was a big star. He would have got huge payoffs in Japan and compensated for the fact that we weren't making a lot of money.
That's what he was talking about there. That's funny.
Is this a big FU to the feds? Pretty ballsy for a guy that escapes the noose more than once.
Yeah, but that's just... Yeah, that's Vince.
That's Vince, dressing up like a prisoner on Halloween.
That's why you gotta love him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you gotta love him, because he does have a fucking set of brass balls. Because, like I said, he's a man. Like, you can say whatever you want about Vince. We've had difficulties, we screamed at each other, but, you know, I love Vince.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
On this card, speaking of safe workers, Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed Johnson.
What's the word on him coming in? wrestlers who have worked with him.
I don't know where, like, I didn't know where the fuck he came from.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, like, showed up, like, out of nowhere in a dark match. It was. Yeah, we didn't even realize we were on the broke. Like, none of us were Sheik guys.
How long he kind of been wrestling on before he got to the WWE?
Cool on that?
No.
Sheik? Yeah, he was.
Oh, Terry Norris?
Yeah, in Texas.
Was it?
Yeah.
You would be crucified. So, number one, we have no idea that there's anybody outside our world.
Oh, yeah, that's great, because he was a Dallas Cowboy for a while, right?
Charge TV.
Yeah.
So you can be the biggest.
But him against like JBL and stuff.
We don't know who you are. We don't give a fuck. If you ain't our world, our grind, fuck you. We don't know where he came from. I don't know where he came from. I know that I had an idea for a vignette where we're going to bring back Karen Black and have him actually bathe Ahmed. And I shut him out.
Count back the old the actress from the old
from the Mandingo.
Oh, see,
the reference? Very obscure. Pulled in like a Dennis Miller. Went a long way for that one.
Like an Addy.
Yeah, you've done that a few times.
I'm terrible.
Oh my god,
that's awesome. Buy this. Psycho.
Buy this. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, the 123 kid turned heel November 13th, 1995. And joined the Million Dollar Corporation.
At that point now, we're just like, we got working as casual.
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit. He would do shit that the meat of the match, Scott's got to work with somebody that's, again, and it's the appeasement because Scott hasn't, I think at this point Scott has given this 90-day notice. Because you have to give a 90-day written notice, the job clause. So I think Scott's given this.
Because he gets suspended for 60 days, I remember that.
After signing the contract.
Yeah.
And then he came in, and then he dropped the Vader, right?
Well, when he comes, his only match in May is when he jumped the Vader, yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking smart up Sean, smart up Scott. To them, like, he was like third dude.
Yeah.
Some in Minnesota?
Yeah, made the VA days. Now, Kurt was fucking shit.
This was a great match when he went to the table.
Tremendous match, yeah. First time I ever saw a table spot.
All bread is fucking
like that.
Yeah. Stampede did table spots.
But not like that.
No, I'm just a messenger. I'm just bringing about the shot. Well, and then lastly, the bread. I just wanted to have a good match. I knew I could have a good one with that because he got it. You know, and it was nice because looking back, we weren't able to use chairs. So we had to use a chair shot. I don't think anybody ever went through an announce table before.
They hadn't, and I'm going to ask you about doing that spot. So go ahead, take it.
Okay. Well, I mean, we really, I've never in my life had a match of that significance of actually dropping a strap or doing something like that to get on the phone with somebody that I'm really not that close with. I've never made a trip just me and him. You know, me and Brett, I've never been in a car, just us two, you know, up and down the road. And I get on the phone, and it's just like...
Makes sense. Oh, yeah.
We're finishing each other's sentences, getting to the next spot, how we see this thing. And then that day of the match, we got there, and we put together the whole tidy up of the fucking... You know, those... Because Owen did a fucking really funny rib in Israel, where he wrapped Brett in the cord as a rib. And then tied it like 5 knots, and Brett couldn't get out of it. we got the idea from that because it was so, because it was almost a shoot. I couldn't get that fucking thing loose off my life for nothing. It was almost a shoot. Like, you, those things, once they get wet and they fucking get any kind of tension on you, can't get loose. So,
it's not much like your mom.
But, you know, just everything from like.
Your mom, though. Sure, she gets wet and. Always lose.
Some people think, like, I
close my eyes.
And we needed a spot where fucking Diesel was turning back into what got him over. Because this is, here's the, let's really go back to where this all starts. I got over because of the World Rumble.
Yeah.
I was a big motherfucker that looked like an ass kicker, that looked like if you saw
throw him, whatever, really 15 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy would probably beat the fuck out of me. I had a little bit of a legitimacy look to me. And then you find out, well, the guy's a bouncer. I mean, he probably is a pretty dope guy. So as soon as I fucking win and get the belt, be back in 8 seconds, which hasn't been done, I'm on Raw with a fucking Santa cap singing fucking We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
True.
The fucking Titan Tower crew.
Yep. Yeah.
Why didn't they just cut my balls and cock off right there?
It was the video he did where he shows up looking like the hitman and says signing all the autographs.
Yes.
And signing all the autographs at the school or whatever.
The WWF. Our athletes still care about our fans.
Yeah, that was where I thought they killed the character. Like, that's not the guy who got over.
Popularity.
Yeah.
That goes from fucking Master Blaster to fucking Oz.
where you pull off an old man's rubber mask to reveal you looking like a greenhorn with so
it looks kind of like you look now.
I was going to say, but now,
yeah. You make it past that, you actually get pushed. You get now you get to the top of the fucking mountain, and fucking every 2 minutes, fucking, you're just like, is that another grenade? It's like, fuck, you know, you look at it.
See, it's not all his fault. 531.
Fuck, Nash is lazy. I'm like, fuck you. How many fucking times do you like it? If I fucking go paint your fucking house, and I'm down to the, doing the last fucking thing of trim, and you walk behind with a spray gun and do black right behind me, how many times do you think you want to go back to the fucking other end of the house and start meticulously doing it fucking with a white paintbrush? You know what? Fuck you. It's black. You leave. You deal with it. I'm not fucking with it.
542.
I'm not stupid. I got 145 like you. Fuck you. I get it. I'll just take the money. Fuck you.
Also, fuck you.
I know. Well, you want me to have a ladder match? I'll have one.
So,
anything else?
Nash as Monster was created by Connecticut, maybe.
And then
these qualities that we hear.
I have a little bit of, yeah, by the time I got down to fucking back to Atlanta where I'd already been, it wasn't like fucking I wasn't beat with a kendo stick for 3 years there. Now I come in and I'm fucking, I'm getting paid jack and it's guaranteed. Fuck you. Guess what? You didn't lock the door. You shouldn't have had your daughter down there fucking picking daisies because fucking Frankenstein's in the village.
Wow.
Very true. This was good, yeah. And he would only shake hands with people that was wearing the diesel gloves, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
here's he's a tweener.
The baby face with the heelish edge, maybe a precursor to Steve and the kind of the tweener thing that became popular. Do you see yourself as kind of a groundbreaker?
Absolutely.
Of course
absolutely.
He does.
Of course he does. He's going to mesh.
Yeah.
And clear cut to narrow heel, Pacino baby face.
Did the first Hurricane Runner.
Right?
Both Frankensteiner.
Right. That was Frankensteiner's monster.
But I'm just saying, though, the other guy's gunning down cops in the middle of the street.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's. But at the end of that fucking movie, there's not a fucking soul in the movie theater that wants to narrow the fucking not go over.
Right.
You know, so all of a sudden, I'm looking at this going, from a psychology major fucking point of view, we're a very skewed, fucked up society. And this, and to this fucking day, if Vince McMahon can get you in red, white, and blue tights and you fucking do this with a flag, he still thinks that's the baby face. He'll always think that's
so true.
You know, it's like, yeah. Iwo Jima just did that's it's America, and it's, you know. And there is always going to be that quality, but, you know.
That's why people hate. That's why he thinks people should love Cena and they don't.
Flag.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm proud of it.
All American boy.
Yep.
Leads up the drones. And we don't
you know, he should come out to the John Brugio music. That'd be great.
We're just smarter than
oh, man.
Because I don't think Cena doesn't like heavy metal. He doesn't like in rock and roll. He probably all he does listen to is Barry Manilow.
Now,
I think so.
We've been Chinese and just spent a couple of billion dollars trying to build something to fucking find our submarines. And you can't. Because they got fucking 12 Polarises with fucking 14 warheads. Now fucking one of them takes off and opens up. Each one of those warheads has a fucking nuclear fucking explosion with a Nagasaki bomb and each one can land fucking within 100 meters of where it's fucking directed.
Fuck
it. Shoots fucking 14 submarines of those fucking missiles and you fucking, what do we lose?
Fuck!
No. It's a game over.
But back to you being a heel.
I don't know what he said.
But yeah, back to you being a tweeter.
I just heard fuck.
It's been said that Shane was a fan.
True. What is fan of what?
You see them. Or at least watched it.
Watch and watched it? Yeah, I'm sure he did. I mean, he ended up there.
Shane McMahon.
Oh, Shane McMahon. Oh, absolutely.
Who the hell is he talking about?
Shane Douglas, he thought.
That was kind of a fucking underground cutting edge thing. Of course he wouldn't have.
In those
turn.
Oh, he's definitely been drinking. Fox, look at him.
I know, right?
With something like
yes.
The baby face as heel.
No. I mean, I was the one that fucking made sure that I cut the... I mean, it was my promo. I'm not going to touch anything with black glove. It doesn't have to be one of the motherfuckers that you buy
just burp.
Such a stand. Just any black glove. I knew that the Anthony...
Oh, look at his eyes.
Was a guy that would get over. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can people can say what you want to. Steve's one of my best friends. Jesus, I mean... The only thing they didn't do was give him a black glove. They gave him the glass break. They gave him everything else. They gave him my attitude. I mean, it was a hell of a lot more successful than that was.
Wow. No. That was... No. Steve Austin didn't... I said before, the guy whose character Steve Austin kind of took and ran with was Bad News.
Waylon Mercy.
Bad News Brown.
Oh. What's the saying?
Bad News Out.
Who also wore a black glove.
Yes.
So they didn't give him the black glove.
Yeah. I don't think anybody so does a fucking
Kevin's kind of right.
Who said what to when. And
fuck you.
I don't need any fucking validation in fucking life that I have created.
Fuck.
Mine,
fuck.
That I've been successful in this business. I can get up and drink coffee and look at the fucking ocean and realize I've done pretty damn well.
575, by the way.
Had a verbal confrontation.
That's not what happened. We're in Europe. And Shane says he can't go tonight because his back's sore. Hunter has to work twice. Yoko cuts the promo. Yoko said he got
somebody who's dead.
His name was Dean Man. He's getting on the bus. And Yoko said, yo, motherfucker. He said, did you watch that match? Shane just looks for us. You watch the match? Hunter. He said, no. Well, motherfucker, if you watch the match, maybe you realize what fucking Scott needs out there. I fucking throw the house down. Another thing. There ain't no fucking days off in this fucking shit. We all hurt, motherfucker. If you ain't fucking paralyzed, take your motherfucking ass out there. And we're just like, we're in the back of the bus. And it's just like, oh, I mean, it was enough for us to say.
Ahmed Johnson was at the front of the bus.
I cut the promo. you fucking kidding me? That's nothing. This is, this is the
PSK
guy. This is the other fucking faction.
Well, yeah.
Saying, fuck it.
You know who represents her, don't you? Parks.
Fuck up. That's okay. Maybe you don't take gimmicks. I'm not telling anybody they should, but fuck,
fuck.
Once you got to, fucking sit up with a flak jacket and fucking broken ribs and a face mask with a fucking caved in skull and he missing shots, fuck you, man. Cowboy the fuck up.
Yeah.
This is the fucking bigs.
596. Yeah. And we've missed some.
December's in your house here now.
Well, this is awesome.
Because there was the no blood policy.
Red always got around that, though.
Well, because he's so good at bleeding.
Knowing that.
He did it in Chicago, at a cage match. Did it himself.
She told him this by Vince on the side, you think?
No, Brett was smart enough to know when he needed blood.
Yeah, to get the match over.
Anybody's ever fucking...
Just like fucking Lesnar and Cena knew when they needed blood to get a match over.
Stitches to shut it up.
And that's so far my match of the year.
What's that? Oh, Brock and Cena. Yeah.
The most hard way is fucking them bleed for a couple minutes and swallow and shut them off. Unless you take the fucking steps. I've never seen anybody bleed fucking really effectively hard way unless A, they fucking slit it before and put something on it. Or fucking, which we had to do with Sid Wooden Juice when we stopped the match in WCW. We had a guy cut him and then we put some shit on it. So when he got in the corner, just took a couple of taps and busted open.
That's funny.
Well, what about Cena and
Wonder Blaze? That's right. Jumps him in the trash can. December 18th.
That's not exactly. The heavyweight title, this is happening too. But is it still sticking Vince's craw a bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you sell that one?
No, I think my wife has scratched his craw.
No, did he? Oh, did Vince?
Are we friends with him? Friends with her?
Barely know. Yeah, I mean, Vince knows all everything. You know what? The things in that time period that really just went on my ass sideways was like Bobby Heenan walking out the door, if I can talk, that Ken made it, like, get rid of Heenan. Like, I mean, you just knew at that point that nobody was safe. Yeah, nobody was safe.
Scott Hawk here, it says 28 degrees.
Yeah, two groups of wrestlers identified. Oh, this is a Raw Bowl.
This is what?
No, this is in the locker room. Yokozuna, Fatu, Duke Drossi, and Owen Hart all wore BSK caps.
That was over as fuck. Didn't realize they met in San Francisco, they wanted to be pissed off.
Wasn't that yellow?
I guess. I forget. I haven't seen Cruiser in so long, I forgot the whole fucking thing. Good film.
Firstly, how about the choice of casting? Would that work? Who would you cast? Would it be Sly? Would it be somebody else?
I'm going to go out on a limb and go with James Gardner.
Little Rock for five.
To play Vince McMahon in a movie.
Just on the statue.
Laura Brevetti. Did you know her? The attorney?
No.
Okay. How about Emily Feinberg? Former Playboy Playmate.
None.
Posed under a work name.
Hmm.
No dice. Okay. We move on.
What month is this?
This is December 19th, 95.
We must have been like fucking. There were times we ran overseas like back to back for like months. And we do 20 days, come home, do TVs, and go back over. Like, run to Germany, then go back over in the UK.
Right, it was that spot there where you did Germany, you came back to UK.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where you didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Business was hot in Europe.
At your house alone, anywhere else.
December 30th, World Champ Bret Hart defeats Diesel in a steel cage by going over the top.
What do you think of gimmick matches in general? Just like them?
Yeah. I mean, anytime, the more smoke and mirrors you got, the limited to what you can do, you know, as a pure worker. I'm better in a cage match, I'm better in a ladder match, but you can give me a gimmick.
I miss anything while in the bathroom?
Not the whole story. The more shit.
Well, I did notice while I was in there that apparently my fly has been down the whole time of being here, so I must have thought I was at your mom's house and got a long Luna.
As soon as you start using the cage,
it's interesting you say that. Nothing stuck out to me.
Cage speed, which everything's slow and there's drama.
I was just doing it so I could get a breeze.
That would change my blood and
it would juice. Even ones need air.
I don't get it. I have a pay-per-view of nothing but cage matches.
I missed that, but I get the feeling it was gold.
The whole Hell in the Cell thing, when they put me in the cell against Triple H, it was just like everybody was waiting for this thing to fucking stink.
And it did.
They went to me and they're like, what are you guys going to do outside the cage? I said, we're not going to go outside the cage. I said, we're actually going to have a match that psychologically fucking tells the story of why a cage match was ever brought into professional wrestling. Paul ran from me. He's ran from me four times. He ran across the street in a bloody mess in Halifax. I finally got him in a cage with a roof on it. He can't get out. We're not getting out of the cage. That's that. Oh. Well, we better fucking book Mick then, because he'll never be able to pull it off. Did you ever watch that match?
Mixed match?
No, I only settle if you mean Paul. Yeah, he's a special guest referee. Could you fuck me over anymore as a babyface? He takes the fucking shot. Mick goes into the fucking cage. We don't ever go outside of the cage. I inside stop Triple H, powerbomb him, grab him. Now, anybody that's ever been in the wrestling business, unless you wanted to bury somebody, is not going to fucking short count my finish. No, it's not the finish. He just takes a blast from the stairs, goes off the cage, goes down, and on two, he's underneath, and he's going to kick out of my shit like I never hit him with it. And I'm like, fucking really? I'm not a mark, but come on. You're way smarter than that.
You talk about it?
There's no fucking way that that wasn't fucking set up the fire.
Right, right.
No way.
But why?
Well, number one, I don't give a fuck what Andrew says.
Here we go.
If you believe, you can come back, but it's like the old Puerto Rican thing. Hey, Nash wants to come in. Fuck him. No. Let's book him in. Fuck him. That's the thing. You can always come back, but you know, you ain't leaving on your terms.
Well, it did hurt his
just looked at my wife.
As a baby face, to have to put Foley in there did hurt his... The truth is, nobody wanted the match. We were interested in Foley.
That's right.
And Foley actually made the match better.
Yes.
So from a selling point, it helped. From a helping Nash point, it hurt him. But who cares?
Well, but no, nobody cared about Nash at this point. It's really what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Did it fuck Nash a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah, but who cares?
But was that okay? Yeah. But
Nash was only in that spot because he was a pals with Hunter anyways.
Well, exactly, right? They tried and it didn't work, and so you needed to go with the cavalry, and yeah.
I'm going to go back on my terms as a 52-year-old gray-headed motherfucker, and I'm going to say what I want to say and do what I want to do, because if I can't sing fucking my way at this point in my life, fuck it. I'll sit at home and do nothing. I'll look at my wife and go, Dow's at 103.71.
I don't get that reference to you.
Yeah. The Dow?
Oh, the Dow.
I'm watching my Brian Lord at 6:30.
As a banker, I get that reference.
That's the fucking note.
When he's saying 103.71.
Honey's better about ready?
Okay.
Better? How was your day? How was your day, son? Little fucking Modern Family. Everybody gets a chortle. Let's call it a night. Now I can watch my DVR. Groundhog.
That's 1995. Thank you for coming back.
And they say he's lazy.
For taking us with you.
Big lazy?
Thanks for opening that wound.
Yeah. Send us the bill.
That's what your mom said to me.
What are you talking about? She gapes.
All right, that's true. That's true.
All right, that's the end of the live audio commentary. Timeline history of WWE 1995 with Kevin Nash, Addy and Mo, O-U-T.
So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.